Oh my goodness. What's up, everybody? Hey, what's up tonight? Friday night. What are we doing? I know what we're doing. We're sitting around the old-fashioned, what are you sitting around? The Christmas tree, maybe, or the whatever holiday you choose to celebrate. You're sitting around the adornments of that holiday, and it's December, and it's the end of the year, and now it's time, and here we go. It's the best show on a Friday night. Why on a Friday? Because yeah, this is when I could do it. I am out of Toronto once and for all. I will never, ever, ever. I never say never. That's what James Bond said, and that's what I say, too. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me. So here I am, back in New Jersey, back in the United States of America, as they call it up there, the States. I don't call it that. It's USA, USA, USA. I'm back here. Julie Klauser is going to be in studio with us, and it's going to be a fun show, and we're going to do it the way we always do it. So sit back and relax. Maybe get a cold soda pop or whatever you're drinking. It's your discretion. Oh, by the way, my name's Tom. How are you? It's nice to be back. I hope you're all doing well. I want to just say hi and welcome to my world. Let me show you my version of comedy, not the unfunny kind that the other people show you. It's a good kind. It's good stuff. Top shelf, baby. Number 6 on the Pace Funniest People list. You don't see them throw a hand in that out like candy. No. No. You got to earn that. And I earned it. And here I am, ready to do this the way we do it. And it is time for you and I to begin the best show. So here we go. It's best show time. Get AP Mike here. He's here. Studio's here. Not sure where Pat is. But what matters is the best show's here, so let's do the best.
Hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
I'm not playing that. up, everybody? Welcome to the best show. My name's Tom. It's nice to have you here with me on a Friday night in the tail end of December of 2018. What's going on? The phone number, 201-332-3484. That's the number if you want to get in on the action and give a call. And we tonight can talk about whatever you, the best show listener, wants to talk about. I choose to this is what I want, Dudio. This is what I want from you tonight. I'm going to give you an assignment. You've been riding a little too easy lately on this thing. And I don't think I'm saying anything anybody doesn't know. You're right. You're coasting. You and Mike. You're not alone. You're not the only one coasting. I turn my back, and it's when the cat's away. You should see the shape this place was in when I came back finally last week. I come back. Not that anything bad has happened. Not that the place has been trashed, the studio. Because I've been away for 2.5 months. I've been in Tirana, as they call it up there. Or as I call it, Snooze Town. I would say Snooze Town USA, but it's not even Snooze Town USA. Snooze Town CA. And look, I like it up there. I like it just fine. They got the A&W with the Beyond Burger, the veggie burger, then they got the French fry with it and a root beer. They got that. They got the pho over on Ossington. That was good. Right? They got the coffee crisp bars. They got that. Did I mention A&W? No. I was there for 2.5 months working on a television show. The TV version of the movie, What We Do in the Shadows, the hit movie, and there's going to be a TV show of it, and I was working on it for the last few months, and it was great. It was the best work experience I've ever had. All kidding aside, best work experience I had, and I thank everyone from the fine city of Toronto that helped me navigate through what was not an easy time, and in terms of being away from my wife and my dog and my home and my family and my friends. And yeah, I thank everybody up there who helped me get through that. So I appreciate it. I know I sound crabby, but yeah. Thank you. You helped. You helped me. So, yeah, I've been away. But I'm back. And I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back, 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 back. Now, let's do it. Back, 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 back. Ready to be back. I'm back. Let's do this. We just heard Roxy Music. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, Roxy Music. How about that? That's a weird thing. Now, Dudio, don't think you because I changed the subject, you just escaped. Don't think. Because I come back, let me close this out. So, Roxy Music, they get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's a travesty, right? Everybody knows. You go to this thing, I got to look at a statue of Professor Roy Batan, right? Out front, an 80-foot statue of E Street Band member Roy Batan. So, yeah, and then you go inside, there ain't nothing good in there, right? But now they got Roxy Music in there, which makes sense. Of course they should be in there. Some of the best bands ever. That's remake, remodel for the first song on the first record. You hear that and you realize that they had the whole thing figured out. They weren't messing around. They had that thing figured out from the get-go. And now there's going to be a giant statue of Brian Eno with his beret on. I, for one, can't wait to see it, but I'll never see it because I'm not going to that thing. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll go to the Museum of Stamps, right? The Stamp Hall of Fame. Not for me, man. So, Dudio, you didn't escape. I want you and Mike, you and or Mike, to put a quiz together that you can do, that we can do later in the show. Did it happen in 2018? What do you think about that? For when Julie Klausner's here, when superstar Julie Klausner's here. Do 10. 2018 was a very long year. A lot of stuff happened in it. I want to see if I can even place when some of these things happened. And I want you to know that, what do we got going on? Oh, Julie Klausner will be here in a little bit. AP Mike is here. What's he on about? Oh, also, I come here. First thing I notice, peanut butter pretzels, jars open. No joke. What do I tell these guys? Just shut the jar. Just shut the container. Just tighten the jar. Lid's loose on the top. What are you guys? You can't do that? You can't tighten the... You know what? No snacks for anyone tonight. You're both in the penalty box. The only snacks you can have are the rotten Oreos that are stuck in the refrigerator, in the freezer. It's the only snacks you're allowed. The freezer Oreos. You can eat a package of wasabi, whatever it was, of Oreos from 4 years ago. Did I ever pay Michelle the Oreo... ahead back. I don't think I did. Let me write that down. I owe her money because she bought Oreos as research. Michelle Oreo head. Pay. And then I'll put an exclamation point. Pay. Then I'll underline it. Pay. I gotta pay her. Phone number 201-332-3484. Who's good here, Mike? Line two. Is this going to be something that makes me sad? It's not going to be someone talking about... is this person going to mention Kid Chris? Best Show, hi.
Hi.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
Max.
Max. What's going on, Max? Where are you calling from, Max? What city are you in, Max? Don't get too specific. Don't give your home address out. But just tell me what city.
Ada, Ohio.
You're in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me ask you this. Max, how old are you?
8.
You're 8 years old. Which means you are in high school?
No, I'm in third grade.
Third grade? What's that like? What's going on in third grade, Max?
Not a lot. Right now I'm on Christmas break.
Yeah, that's right. You got anything lined up? You ask any for any presents? Anything special from Santa Claus?
Not yet.
Not yet? What are you waiting for? You got 4 days. No?
No, I can't think of anything.
You don't know. So you don't want anything. You don't want anything for Christmas.
I guess I do kind of want Super Mario Party.
Ah, here we go. For what? The Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, for the Nintendo Switch.
Do you have a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
Is it fun?
Yeah.
All right. I get it. You don't gotta get rambunctious. What's your favorite game to play on Nintendo Switch?
Super Mario Odyssey.
Super Mario Odyssey. I had that, right? I started playing it, and then I was just like, what is this? I'm going looking for a hat, and then I stopped playing it. I was like, I'm not going to run around looking for no hat. Look, it felt like I was looking for a hat all day long.
Why were you looking for a hat all day?
I don't know, because that's what he was looking for, was a hat. He had to run around looking for a hat, and I'm just like, I don't want to do this, look for a hat. I got very frustrated. I got very frustrated, and then I put it away, never to be played again.
How sad.
Yes, thank you. And then I played this game, Zelda. You ever play that game, Zelda?
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild?
Yes, Legend of Zelda. What is the rest of the thing now?
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Right?
Yeah.
Do you play that? Do you play Zelda?
I couldn't get past the first level.
I finished the whole thing in 2 hours. The whole game.
Wow.
It's pretty impressive, huh? Sounds like you don't believe me.
I do.
I did. I finished the whole thing in 2 hours. And I was watching a movie while I did it.
So you're doing two things at the same time?
Yeah, I was watching a movie. Do you know what movie I was watching? You'll never guess. In a million years, you'll never guess what movie. I don't care how long you keep guessing. There's no way you're going to get it.
I give up.
No, you got to make one guess. Give me one guess. There's no way you're going to get it right, though. Guess.
Avengers?
What? Who told you? You don't know which Avengers movie, though. You'll never guess which one.
Age of Ultron?
No, who told you? Were you watching me?
No.
Well, I was watching Avengers Age of Ultron while playing Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. And I finished it before the movie was done. I finished it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Very impressive.
It is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on tonight with you, Chief?
Well, I wanted to talk about my cats.
About your cats?
All mm-hmm.
right, let's hear about these cats. Let me see if I can guess their names. How many cats are we talking about, first of all?
I got two cats.
Two cats, all right. One cat's name is Scrubbles.
No.
No? Don't say, though. I'm going to guess it. Ernie? Is there a cat named Ernie?
No.
Mittens?
No.
Do the cats both have names, like human names?
No.
They
do not have human names.
Do any of their names start with Mr. or Doctor?
No, none of them start with Mr. or Doctor.
Okay. So there's, and not, not neither of the cats' names are Scrubbles.
No.
Fuzzface?
No.
Herbie?
No.
Clump?
No.
Cat, kitty cat?
Close.
Close.
You're close to one of my cat's names.
Pretty Kitty?
No.
No? Kitty what? Is Kitty a part of one of the names?
That's it. The name's Kitty.
All right. I got one. Second cat name. Give me a hint.
It starts with a D.
Starts with a D. Dirk?
No.
Douglas?
No.
Daniel?
No.
But it's not a human name. You said that already.
No, it's not a human name.
Dust collector?
No.
Dummy?
No.
Dunce?
No.
Doofus?
No.
Dunkaroo?
No.
How close is Dunkaroo?
Not very close.
Give me another hint.
It's a name you know.
The name I know. That's not a hint. Who's back there? Pops? Who's coaching?
No, my dad's here.
This is what you say to him. Is he listening?
Yeah.
This is what you go say to him. You say, hey, Pops, I better get something good for Christmas. Go say it to him.
Hey, Pop, I better get something good for Christmas.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Or you're going to get a knuckle sandwich.
Or you're going to get a knuckle sandwich.
Oh, boy.
It's a name I know.
Mm-hmm.
Danny? Not Danny. Dirt? Dirt McGirt?
No.
Drywall?
No.
Give me a hint. Come on. Come on, kid.
You usually see it at a party.
Usually see it at a party. Usually see it at a party. Donuts?
No.
Not donuts.
Mm-mm.
Is it a food?
No.
Birthday cake?
No.
No?
It's not a food.
It's not a food. Dishes?
No.
Give me another hint, kid. Come on.
It's a type of music.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
A drone?
No.
Drone? No? Oh, I know what kind of music it is. Disco.
Yep. Disco Inferno.
Wait, you named the cat Disco Inferno, which is one of the names I suggested for a cat?
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to name my dog, my first dog. I wanted to name Dogmo Good. I wanted to name Dogmo Disco Inferno.
Yep, we named our cat Disco Inferno.
Well, that's the greatest name I've ever heard. And what's your name again? Herbie?
Max.
Max. Max, this is what I want you to do. You write me, you send me an email. I'm going to send you something because you named your cat Disco Inferno. One of the names I suggest for pets, you named your pet Disco Inferno. You're going to get something. You email me and you'll get something.
Okay.
You know what it might be, though? It might be a box and you unwrap it and then a boxing glove pops out and punches you in the nose.
I don't want that.
You might get that. I might send you that or I might send you something nice.
I want something nice.
You want something nice?
So yes.
Tell me about these cats. Disco Inferno and Herbie.
I don't have a cat named Herbie.
Kitty.
Kitty.
Tell me about Kitty. How old are they?
Kitty's 3 and Disco's almost 1.
Almost 1. What are you going to get Disco Inferno for his or her birthday?
I don't know. I mean, their birthday is May 24th, so it's still in a long time.
Yeah, you got some time to ask and ask. You should ask around. Make sure you find out what the cat wants. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask the other cat.
Kitty?
Ask Kitty, yeah.
Kitty is orange and she's very playful.
Sounds like you're describing wine. Oh, very playful. You wouldn't know about that. Don't worry about that. This is what I want. What's your favorite candy bar, Herbie? Your name's Max. Why do I keep thinking Herbie with you? You sound like a Herbie to me. You sure your name isn't Herbie?
No, my name is Max.
And what is that short for? Maximum?
No, Maximilian.
Maximilian. All right, so go ahead. So, tell me, answer that question I just asked you.
What was the question?
I don't remember. What was the question, Mike? Yeah, Mike forgot also. Do you want one of Mike's calendars?
No. I already have calendars.
Yeah, that's the right answer. No. You know who Mike is?
What?
Do you know who Mike is on the show?
Yeah, I know who Mike is.
Yeah. He made this calendar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people go to apmike.bandcamp.com to get it. Yeah, it's and the thing is, it drives me nuts. I thought he was going to make a hunk of junk, right? But he made a nice calendar. Part of me was hoping the thing would bomb, Max, but it didn't. He's making so much money on this thing. Drives me nuts. But did he close the lid for the peanut butter pretzels? No, he didn't. He didn't, Max.
Why did he make peanut butter pretzels?
He didn't make them. I bought them from Costco and brought them in so everybody could have a nice snack. But I asked them one thing and one thing only, Max. Just if you open the thing, you close the lid. You just close the lid. If you open it, you close it. And you know what they did? They didn't close it. I know, right? Can you believe
it? That's terrible.
Yeah, it turns my stomach. It's sickening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Max. You get it. We get it. They don't.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your favorite subject in school, Junior? Gym?
Art?
Art. Okay. What do you like to do? Draw pictures?
Mm-hmm.
You ever draw any pictures of Zelda?
No.
Okay. Well, look. I hope you get what you want. I hope you get Mario, your Mario game.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get it.
Yep.
Somebody on the computer is suggesting you rename one of your cats. Would you rename one of the cats?
No, why not rename another cat?
No, think about this. You know the cat, you named the one cat Kitty. That's you could have done better with that.
Yeah, we couldn't think of a name, so we were just like, you know what, why don't we name this Kitty?
So here you go. Here's the new name for that cat. You ready? Here it
okay.
comes. apmike.bandcamp.com.
Why would I name my cat that?
Just try. Call your cat. Go, come here, apmike.bandcamp.com.
Come here, apmike.bandcamp.com.
Right? You like that, Mike?
No, she's just hiding behind the chair.
Yeah, so forget it. Okay, that's Kitty. That's still Kitty. All right, kid. Happy holidays. Best of luck to you in your upcoming school year. And the second half of your school year. And you have a great 2019.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to say to me in return?
No.
No, okay. You wouldn't want to wish me happy holidays? No, that's fine. Well, why would you do that? Why would you wish me in return happy holidays?
I don't know.
All right, get off my phone. Drive me nuts. Kid can't wish me happy holidays. Oh, I hope Santa Claus don't bring you that game. I hope he brings you the wrong game. Right? Hope he brings you the Peaky Blinders game for Nintendo Switch. What are we going to do? What are we going to do, guys? Right? 2018's ending. It's coming to a close. Who knows where the time goes? Right? Sandy Denny, she said it best. Good times. Good times, guys. Best show, hi. Hello, hi. Best show.
Hello, hey, Tom. Hi.
Yeah, no problem. To whom am I speaking?
This is Jackman in Kentucky.
Dackman?
Yeah, Jackman, J-A-C-K-M-A-N.
Jackman, like Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's usually the reference point I go with, yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Jackman?
Nothing much, Tom. I was listening to an interview recently with Bradley Cooper, and he was talking about A Star Is Born.
Yeah, the movie A Star Is Born.
Yeah, and I know that you were a fan. You actually mentioned it on the show, I decided to go see it.
Yeah, and what do you want? You want your money back now? You're not happy?
No. But he was talking about how he wanted everything to be really natural.
Yeah.
For all the actors. And then later in the interview, he said that he didn't want to sound like a guy from Philly.
He didn't want to sound like a guy from Philly.
Yeah. So that's why he, like, changed his voice and everything for it.
Yeah,
so I was just wondering what that would be like if he sounded like a guy from Philly. And, like, Philly Boy Roy was the Sam Elliott character. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think? I'm Kevin Pollak? I'm going to start doing impressions? No.
No. I think that would be a much different movie if Bradley Cooper's character had this, like, thick Philly accent the entire
time. Yeah, it would be a very different movie because he wouldn't be talking like this. That movie is talking. You sold the land, USOB. You sold my brother. You sold the land. Remember that movie? And then Sam, what's his face? I didn't sell nothing. You sold the land.
It sounded like gravel being made.
It did.
The two of them talking to
each
other.
What's that dude's name? Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been a very different movie. But I have a feeling you want me to do some sort of, hey, anybody see this, A Star Is Born? You see Bradley Cooper mentioned in an interview. He didn't want to sound like a Philly guy when he did it, but I wonder what would happen if he sounded like a Philly guy. Might have sounded a little something like this. Is that what you're looking for me to do?
No, not really. I was just kind of thinking, you know, about how, like, what kind of music that the main character would have made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like the actual, if the character was from Philly, how different it would have been.
It was in that movie?
Not necessarily you doing a bunch of voices.
Did you say it was in that movie? I missed. It was in A Star Is Born?
No, I didn't see it in that movie. He might have been in the gutter at some point.
Right? Okay, I thought you said that. I'm sorry.
No,
I
no.
misheard you.
No, but just, you know, if Jackson's main band was from Philly, and how different that movie would have been. I don't know, Tom.
That's all right, kid.
I don't know.
What's going on? Let's talk about something different. What do you have planned for the rest of the year? What do you got? You got a couple weeks off?
No, I got a few days off over the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and all of that.
Where are you working, Junior?
I work at a pizza place.
Really?
What kind? That famous Kentucky pizza.
Yeah. What kind of pizza? What are you doing? Making the pizza pies?
Yeah. I do the make lines.
I'm going to have to send you up to Toronto and teach them how to make pizza up there.
I would say that ours is at least slightly better than Toronto pizza, by the way you talked about it.
Well, let me ask you this. If somebody orders a slice of pizza that has a sun-dried tomatoes on it, would you make that pizza, would it have a fish taste to it?
No.
Okay, well, then it is better. Right off the top, it's better.
I'm not sure why a sun-dried tomato would have fish.
Oh, because somebody's clearly using some grimy pan up there in Toronto. What, I got to send some Cascade up? What, you guys don't have Cascade up here? Can't wash a pan correctly? Hey, did you guys order pizza? What did you order? The good one. The one Mike doesn't like. Mike likes trash pizza. He'd probably love it up in Toronto. He'd love that pizza up there.
Yeah, I know. I know Mike likes the school cafeteria pizza.
Yeah. Give me something good, kid. Give me something.
Tom, I ran out of stuff.
Okay, goodbye then. Bye. Best show.
Hey, good buddy. It's Rex. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how are you? How are you?
I'm good. Well, the big question is, how are you? It must be so good to be back on your home turf. You were gone a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It's good. It's good to be back. Good to be back in New Jersey and kind of getting back to normal. I definitely into it.
That's great. Yeah. That's cool. Like you said, it's cool that everything's back to normal. You know, you're in your own space. You know where everything is. Normal cell service. I know your cell service was pretty wacky up there.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, it was fine. It was fine up there, I'd say, all things considered. Yeah.
Wait. So your service was fine up there?
Yeah, in Toronto. Yeah, it was fine.
Wait, so you got those texts that I sent after I was up there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
But you didn't respond to them.
No, I didn't, Rex.
Well, that's really weird. Can I ask why?
Well, Rex, let me just say, first of all, for people listening, let me just give people a little backstory on who you are in relation to me. You're Rex, the caller on the line right now, is an acquaintance that I've had for a little bit of time from Newbridge.
An acquaintance? Oh, wow. Okay.
And we met earlier this summer when he was participating in the Newbridge Improv Insanity Festival, and we got to know each other a little bit, and went to a couple Ratmen games, went to dinner at Los Amigos, and yeah, so I got to know Rex, the guy on the line right now, a little bit, and you told me several times that you were a martial arts expert, and I went to Toronto to work on this show, and we had a part to cast of a guy with it was like a villain who had nunchucks, like a nunchuck wielding villain, and for what we do in the shadows, and for one of the scenes we were shooting up in Toronto, so. I knew Rex, you do improv, so you'd be okay with the acting side of things. But then the nunchucks, I was just going on what you had told me. And then you told me again that you not only were you proficient with the nunchucks, that you taught a nunchucks master class over at the Iron Tiger Dojo in Newbridge. And you said that the dojo master, who I believe was his name, Mr. Tanaka?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said he was afraid of you because you were so good mm-hmm. with the nunchucks.
Mm-hmm.
So
he is.
I got you the part, got Rex the part. We got put up at a very nice hotel, got paid to do it, got a per diem, really taken care of, first class setup. You had your own little dressing room, like a trailer dressing room on set. And, you know, why don't you tell everyone how it went, what happened next on set, Rex?
Well, you know, I showed up. I came. I saw. I kicked ass. What else is there else to say?
No, okay, you didn't. This really irks me. I got to just say, to be honest. You didn't, you came, you definitely were on set.
Right.
I'm sure you saw some stuff.
Oh, it was great. It was just how they make these shows. It's incredible. Yeah. So many people involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I just want to say that you were, it was embarrassing.
Oh, you didn't embarrass yourself.
No, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you. You showed
me?
Up. Yeah, you. You showed up to do your thing.
Right.
And we just needed you to do your, to kind of swing the nunchucks around. It, like some pretty, like in some impressive, I guess they're patterns or whatever they are. And,
yeah.
And then to kind of whip them toward someone as if you were going to get them, and you had no idea. It became clear that you have no real control over the nunchucks.
Well, look, I will say this. I did get off to a shaky start, and here's why. They weren't even my nunchucks. You know, I wasn't used to the ones that you gave me, and because the airport security guy confiscated mine.
Okay, well that's
so
fine.
I was using foreign nunchucks.
Uh-huh. Hey, first of all, it's nunchucks, not numchunks.
What do you think it is?
Nunchucks. Not numchunks.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Crack a secret history of martial arts book much? It don't sound you do.
Well, it should not sound like I do, because I don't.
All right, well, I'll take you to nunchunk school, okay?
By all means, Rex, take me to nunchunks school.
All right, strap yourself in. Okay, for your information, the very first pair of nunchunks, they were made from two cylindrical pieces of hard dried out sausages, and they were tied together with wire. And when the person started wailing on his victim, these big chunks of sausage would fly off, and all the peasants who were watching,
yeah,
they started eating the chunks because, you know, the chunks were nummy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the secret history of nunchucks. It's actually numchunks because of
wait, that. what do you think it is again?
I know it's nunchucks.
I'm gonna Google that dumb word just to show you.
Yeah, how are you doing on that search?
Well, I misspelled the word and I got this weird porn thing. Okay.
Okay. Well.
Oh.
What?
Huh. You're right. Well, now I'm a little embarrassed for myself now, just because I was, you know, I was parading around the set saying I was a master of the nunchucks.
Yeah, that was embarrassing, but I'd say it was even more embarrassing when you started swinging them around clearly with no control over them, and the sound guy was holding a mic over you, and you wrapped the nunchucks around the microphone. You ruined a $6,000 microphone.
Well, see, in my defense there, I didn't know it was a microphone. I thought he had, like, a raccoon tail tied to a pole or something. And I was thinking, what's this guy's bag? Kinky.
Yeah. Well, no, it was not. It was a microphone. And I don't know how you would mistake a microphone for a raccoon tail. But
well, it had that fur on it.
It had what?
It had that fur on it, like they have at the, you know, at the press conferences and stuff.
Oh, you mean like a windscreen?
I don't know what it is. You're in the industry. I'm just getting in. And look, I fully own the fact that I injured that one actor who wasn't even in the scene. That the, you know, I had the foreign nunchucks. And I couldn't hang on to them, and they flew out of my hand, and they flew all the way to craft services. And
yeah.
And I hope he's okay. It did look like his eye got put out. Is that true?
It didn't get put out. You gave him he got wrapped in the eye with the thing, though.
Okay,
he
good.
Was in a lot of pain.
Yeah. Well, his shrieks were so annoying.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were annoying. He was in
pain.
Yeah. Because you had no control over the nunchucks.
Well, you know, if you're making that kind of noise, someone needs to just grab you and shuttle you out of the room. I've done it to people. Like I was teaching these teenagers, you know, how to do improv, and one of them got like a bloody nose or something, and was very freaked out and was shrieking, and I just said, okay, let's just go out there, and I shoved him out on the sidewalk.
Rather than tended to him.
Oh, I gave him an old T-shirt to put up against his nose.
Oh, well, great. Thank you there. I'm sure everyone appreciated that you threw an old, dirty T-shirt that he could put up against his nose.
You know, I thought that it wasn't even a T-shirt. It was an old rag.
It was what?
It was an old rag.
A rag.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I didn't even want to know what kind of
There's a mechanic next door to the improv place.
Okay.
It was in the back alley.
So he had like a grease rag on his face.
It was greasy, yes.
Yeah. No, you really embarrassed me and made me look like an amateur.
This isn't because I didn't know any of my lines, is it?
No, that certainly was embarrassing as well. That you came completely unprepared. You misrepresented yourself with the nunchucks. You had no idea how to use them. You claimed to be a master with them. You claimed to even scare the guy from the dojo in Newbridge with them.
Look, mark my words, Tanaka. If Tanaka saw me walking down the street, he would jump over a fence to get away from my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but you that was bad enough. But it was put over the top when you didn't know your lines.
Well, I'll tell you why I didn't learn the lines. I didn't connect with the lines when I read the script that one time. See, I thought this was going to be straight improv, like those Christopher Guest movies where you can practically feel them all congratulating each other for being so brilliant after each take.
Uh-huh.
I thought that's what it was going to be like, and that's why I just started riffing.
Yeah, well, you kind of can't assume that it's not going to be, that it's just going to be improv. You have to assume that people want to see the script performed as written.
Well, then I looked over at you for guidance, and you wouldn't even make eye contact with me.
Yeah, because I was mortified, because I chose you for this, and then everybody thinks I'm an idiot.
Well, you have to admit that it was a cool choice for me to do that Dracula accent, though, right?
No, it's like terrible.
What? It was. It's a vampire thing.
Yeah, Rex. It was terrible. Trust me. It was embarrassing.
Well, you wouldn't even riff with me on that one thing. Maybe we can riff on it now, okay?
Uh huh.
All right.
I'm not gonna.
Well, I wanted to incorporate this thing, but you walked away when I started doing it. What would it be like if Eddie Trunk met Dracula? All right, I'll be Dracula, okay?
And I'll be Eddie Trunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Radio host of Trunk Nation, Eddie Trunk, the metal. He's like the Dick Clark of metal.
He is. Yes. All right, let me get in character.
So, Eddie, what do you think about this Kiss farewell tour?
Well, I got a lot of thoughts about this Kiss farewell tour. I mean, first of all, everybody knows that Paul's voice has been shot. His voice has been shot for years now. And there's no way they're not going to sweeten these tracks when they're on tour. There's no way Kiss doesn't play with tapes. There's no way they're not going to play with tapes. And everybody.
I see that they're doing sometimes three shows in a row, which seems very hard on Paul's voice.
So you mean to say that Paul's going to go from not being able to sing to suddenly doing three shows a week? There's no way that's not sweetened.
You know, he's selling his stage-played guitars for $18,000.
I mean, that's just par for the course with Kiss. And let me just say something about Kiss. Everybody thinks Gene is the guy who's the hard one.
Isn't he?
No, it's Paul. Paul's the one.
Oh, see, this could have been great on camera.
No, it wouldn't. Nobody wants to see that.
Everyone wanted to see that.
Nobody wanted to see it, Rex.
Oh, no.
What?
You know what I see?
What?
There's someone in my bushes out there.
Uh-huh.
Hang on. Oh, crikey. Oh, my God, it's Tanaka. Oh, no. He must have been listening to the show when I was bragging about him being afraid of me.
Yeah, and let me guess. Oh,
uh-huh.
He's not afraid of you.
No.
It's
probably
the opposite, right?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. It looks like he's small, but he's pumped up. It's like he's been doing 500 push-ups out there.
Yeah.
All right. Well. All right. Two can play at this.
What are you gonna do?
I got my nunchucks.
Yeah.
All right, Tanaka. Here I come. Oh, I got them tangled up and then I hit myself in the forehead. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, he's got me pinned down.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Tanaka, no. No, please. Oh, no.
What?
He's making me eat my nunchucks.
Ugh.
But not with my mouth.
Oh, really?
Oh, no!
Rex? Rex? No Rex. No Rex. Well, how about that? Who's out there? I hear voices out there. I don't like it. How many people are out there, Mike? Mike, how many people are out there? Three. Okay. Did your pizza show up, your precious pizza? No? Oh, goody. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, I know who this is. This is, for people who don't know, this guy's name is... Wait, which one? Who is this now? Zima? Zach?
Yes, hi.
It's not the puppet.
No, it's just the regular old me.
You know, the voices are very close. You can hear that you guys are, you can hear how that you guys are related.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
So this is a guy, his name's Z-Man, right? His name is Zach, a.k.a. Z-Man. And he's a part of this entertainment family. a very it's like the Barrymore family, the Walliner family. Do you say Walliner or Walliner? What do you say?
Walliner.
That's what I say also. I've heard some say Walliner. I say Walliner. And the one brother's name's Jason, and he works on different shows. And then the other one is H-Man. He works on different things. And then we got this guy, Z-Man, Zach, and he's a little bit of a wild card, I guess you could say. He has a puppet, and his puppet's name is Wally Wacky Man. And when he did, the thing is, and I'm sure I'm not speaking out of turn when I say this, when he starts operating that puppet, it gets weird. And the puppet, you're not sure where he ends and the puppet begins. And then sometimes there's just, he gets like incantations going, and it's like speaking in tongues, and the puppet has Google eyes and starts flipping out, and it's upsetting. At best, it's upsetting. Is that fair to say?
I guess some might say that.
So to what do I owe the pleasure of this call? What is Zach?
Well, there were a few things I was thinking of talking about. So I've been joined by my daughter. She's with me, and she, I think, wanted to talk to you. She was listening when I was listening.
Right.
And she recognizes the best show.
Oh, that's
she
nice.
Said, I love the best show.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, we were actually on the way up. We're at my in-laws for the holiday.
Your in-laws?
And, you know, what?
Your in-laws.
Yes, you know, me being Jewish, I spend Christmas with my wife's family.
I gotcha, okay.
So I will say also Merry Christmas to you and the guys there, and Happy New Year.
You could say it to everybody. You could say Happy Holidays. Just say Happy Holidays.
Well, okay, you know, I Happy Holidays, and, you know, I hope Julie enjoyed Hanukkah.
Julie, and I don't know if she enjoyed Hanukkah. I don't know.
Okay, well, I guess we'll find out, maybe.
Yeah.
But do you want to talk to Penny? She wanted to talk to you.
Of course I would like to talk to Penny.
All right, I'll just put you on speaker. Hold on a second. Say hi to Tom.
Hi.
Ooh. Hi, Penny. How are you?
Great.
How are you tonight?
Great.
How are you? Well, how's your night going?
She said great.
Great. I thought she said thanks. What's going on, Penny? What did you get for Hanukkah? Did you get anything special?
Yeah.
You want to tell him one of the things you got?
Look, butt out, Zach. I'm talking.
Okay, I'm just trying to help.
No. We don't. You're clogging it up here. Come on. Step aside, Pops.
Okay.
So, what did you get, Penny?
I got bucket leagues.
First of all, what's playing in the background there? What do you got?
I think she's distracted. She's been watching the SpongeBob movie.
Oh, that's fine. No, that's fine. That's a big fan of the show. Big fan of the show. I'm glad.
While we were on hold, I had it on.
Oh, no, of course. No, don't worry. Big fan. Big fan. I appreciate the support.
She was listening, too. She was asking about
Penny,
the call.
Now, pick on. Again, Zach. I'm talking to Penny right now. Turn the
okay.
Zach, why don't you turn the thing down? Why don't you turn the thing down while I talk? I talk to Penny. Why don't you take care of that?
Where's the remote?
Great. This is gonna. We got to go with it, take the scenic route while this guy finds the remote. Penny.
Hey, listen. Talk to Tom.
What?
How are you? What's your favorite candy bar?
Talk to him.
You can talk. Come on, it's fine. We're talking.
Tell him what kind of snacks you like to eat.
I like to eat the Toasties code.
What?
Pretzel sticks cold.
Pretzel sticks? What?
French toast sticks cold.
French toast sticks cold. Okay.
It's a recent thing. She doesn't want us to heat them up.
You gotta tell Dad to heat those things up every once in a while, right? What's he saving some money? What's he saving a few bucks on the stove? Right?
Yeah.
This is what, can you say something to your father? Can you say something to him if I tell you what to say?
Tom wants you to tell me something.
I am at Red Hooks.
You ready? I'm going to tell you what to say. You repeat it back to Dad when I say it. Here we go. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Crack that wallet open.
Crack that wallet open.
Crack that wallet open.
Well, crack that wallet open.
Yeah, and it say you got short arms and deep pockets.
You got short arms and deep pockets.
Yeah, there you go. Right? Great job. That was a great job. Have you met Wally?
Wally?
Yeah. Yeah, good. No, I like this. I like that you're not sure who Wally is.
It's the best, it's the you best know news. Wally.
It's the best news I've gotten
Wally
all year.
Wally the Lord Pop.
No, not Lolly.
Yeah, no, Wally the purple.
Wally.
Wally.
You know Wally, right?
Yeah.
The puppet.
I like this, Nikki. It's for being broken. So I'm going to put it here for being broken.
All right, this is you got some work to do. Zach.
She's holding a Mickey Mouse and saying it's for her little
she
brother.
She definitely takes after you in terms of her radio her radio aptitude. I could see the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. In terms of being off point. In terms of rant. To being off point, talking about something completely different while I'm talking about one thing.
She is a 3-year-old.
Slapping her own agenda on the show, on the conversation.
Yeah.
Tell Dad one more thing. Tell Dad one more thing. Hey, Dad. Say, hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
Throw Wally in the shredder.
Oh,
Ronnie
in the shredder.
Oh, no, Penny, no.
That's it. I like that. Penny, I like you. You seem like a good kid.
Yeah, I have donuts on my shirt.
You have donuts on your shirt.
I want 32 grandma pops.
All right.
Yeah, all right. She's got her pajamas on with different donuts and cookies and things.
That's great.
And
donuts.
Hamburgers on my socks.
And hamburgers on her socks.
Yeah, hamburgers on your socks.
French toast. You have to get some food.
Cold French toast.
At the grocery shop. But they were out of some. I want to tell you.
Yeah, this is.
I miss his milk so much.
You take after your dad. It's like talking to your dad.
The tiki room so much.
No, it's like talking to your dad. You're making a little more sense. Who's your favorite uncle?
Which uncle do you like?
Grandpa.
Grandpa's not an uncle. Which uncle?
Which uncle?
I like.
I'll pick it. You better say the right one. Come on.
Well,
that's your other grandpa. Which uncle? You have uncles. Which uncle do you like?
I like Rich.
You like Rich?
Rich. Uncle Rich.
Yeah. That's my wife's brother.
Not good. Not good.
Now I'm talking to him.
All right, Penny. Penny, you have a great night. Happy New Year.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, thank you. All the best to everybody. All right. Have a great
night. Can I talk now?
No. No, your child burned your time.
All right. Take care, Tom.
All right. Bye. No, it's great hearing from him. Great hearing from him, right? It's great. Great hearing from him. Who's out there? I think that I keep hearing a different voice out there. Augusto was here. You better not give him any pizza. Okay, Mike, it's Julie here. Can you ask Jason, a.k.a. Dudio, to bring Julie in? Does she have a beverage? Does she have a beverage? Does she have a beverage?
Two beverages.
Two beverages. Well, look who it is. Oh, my goodness. How are you? It's good to see you. Hey, Jason. Get out. Get out. Get out. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome home.
As I live and breathe.
Yeah.
Mike, Julie's here. Right?
Great, he says.
And first, let me just say something. This guy, he's got this calendar, right? And let me just say this. Who do you think doesn't have one? Now, can you name one person who doesn't have one of these calendars?
You.
Me. And where's the oil for this chair? You forgot it, didn't you? Listen to this. This squeaks. Listen to that.
Thank you.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, my God. This
is
a...
Were these from the, were these ripped from the bottom of
the box? This is a really beautiful calendar.
Check out October.
Mike, look at this. This is so great.
Trashy calendar. This thing's trash.
Well, you know what? It is like dry cleaner material. Like, these are the same...
Happy Thanksgiving, he writes.
In October. That's a mistake.
Oh, no.
You know what that makes that calendar?
Collector's item.
Collector's item. Yeah, that right. is a bona fide collector's item.
Stop with this. And let me just say something also. This new persona of yours.
This is great.
Makes me want to throw
what
up.
Is it? What is it? Harvey Pekar meets...
No. Yeah. Harvey Pekar meets...
something?
Meets new persona.
No.
Meets Sibu Semi in Pine. What is it? Pine Gardens.
What was Trees the Lounge?
Yep.
This is what Mike's about on Twitter now. He's got this huckster persona. You could write anything to this guy. Look, he mentions his dumb calendar.
Worked on back. Ellen Barkin. I saw you guys tweeting each other.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah. Did you send her a calendar?
Not yet.
No.
You're going to be on a list if you try to send her a calendar.
I want to just say I'm looking at this calendar. And it's nice, actually.
Will you sign my birthday?
Look at this thing. So this guy puts his calendar at this AP mic.
This
right?
is great. This is Picar-esque. There's different illustrators for each month. Yeah. And
he does his calendar.
Is it bad that I'm doing? I'm basically doing an ad for it. Is that bad?
No. I'm about to plug this dumb thing. Final. This is the final plug for this.
He left.
He did leave. He wants to hear it. He wants to hear the little tribute to him. So he runs this junk shop over at apmike.bandcamp.com, right? It's basically a junk shop. And they sell shirts. He has headshots. And he has songs he puts up. You could buy downloads of the songs. And then he puts his calendar out over at apmike.bandcamp.com. And this thing, God help me. This thing, he actually did a nice job with it. There was a part of me that wanted this thing to bomb so badly. I wanted it to be a 5-star flop. And he was going to be stuck with boxes of these things. Most of me wanted him to succeed with this thing. But there's still a part of me that just wanted to see this thing turf out. And have him just have to eat calendar. He's almost sold out. A marketing genius. Yeah. Yeah, you're the marketing genius. Yeah. It's not me plugging this thing 40 times every show. No, it's you. This is what this guy does. I mention this thing 40 times a show. It's the end of December. He finally gives me a calendar. Over at apmike.com. You know what? Don't go to apmike.bandcamp.com. Don't go. I'm telling everybody right now, I'm pulling an about face. Don't go to apmike.bandcamp.com and order the calendar. Are you going to still be mailing them out?
Did you order more?
On the verge. I hope you order more. Order, no, go for it. It's the end of December.
It's a great idea, Mike.
Yeah, I want to see this. I want to see you snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. He's about to sell out of the thing, and he's going to order another 5,000 of them. Because he's got hubris. It's hubris.
It is funny to see Rosh Hashanah on the AP Mike calendar. Yeah.
Yes.
September 30th, 2019.
He had nothing to do with any of those holidays.
This is great.
I want to see you order more calendars, and then you're going to turf. Then you're going to lose all the money you made on a reorder. I say go for it, Mike. I want you to do a bigger order than ever, right? Because you know how popular calendars are during the year, right? 7 months to go in the year. What if you do this, Mike? A day. Why don't you put out like a day planner as your next thing, a 2020 day planner?
Why didn't he come back in? No, you're just talking to him through the door.
He's out there getting his jollies, listening to me hype the calendar. And then there's Dudio's fake laugh. Feel the wall shake. The wall shakes when he does that fake laugh. Any zinger I say at Mike Dudio.
The Paul Schaefer.
Yeah. And then get this. If it's not enough, some weirdo writes a song about Mike. And he sends it through. Mike's like, hey, you gonna play my song? What? Your song? Yeah, get a load of this. I haven't heard one note of this. Where'd they record this, Mike? In a submarine? Right? It's lo-fi. It's no-fi. Right? I can't understand any of the words on this
thing. What does it say? AP Mike is what?
Agent of Chaos. AP Mike. Great mix on this thing, by the way. Guy records a song about AP Mike. Make sure let's keep the vocals low, though, on it. You know, the part that makes it unique to any other garage rock song. Just the guy has the guitar way up in the thing. Let's bury the vocals on this. You know, the things that are singing about AP Mike that makes it fit the show. Yeah, I'm not playing any more of that. That's a flop. I'm sorry. God bless you, Mikey. This guy wrote a song. You should be incredibly flattered. Tell the guy to mix it better. Tell the guy to go with you. Got to bring in Bob Clearmountain to remix this thing. What's that? Butch Vig. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why don't you go watch Bohemian Rhapsody. And watch the scenes where they record that song and apply those techniques to this. You saw Bohemian Rhapsody, right, Julie Klausner? At Julie Klausner.
There's no way teenagers are going to bang their heads to this in a car.
That was sickening.
Excellent.
I'm going to say this. Was that movie good? Nah, probably not.
I liked it.
Did I like it? Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I
felt bad that he had all those teeth in his mouth, though. All those, he was like Nicolas Cage in that vampire movie. Where he does the alphabet and stuff.
Vampire's Kiss, yep. The one where he eats the bug.
Yeah.
He had a mouthful of choppers.
I felt so bad for him to act with those in his mouth.
When they were recording, my favorite scene was when they were recording We Are the Champions, and then he did a xylophone solo on his own teeth. On his own fake teeth in the movie. They got 100 things wrong with the thing. They might as well have had him go like... with some mallets on his teeth. It's time for a xylophone. He goes... Darling, I'm going to do a xylophone solo now.
And the cats all look to the left, and then they look to the right, like they're shaking their heads no. I told you on the phone they were doing some stuff with the cats. It's like positively Disney Channel, where the cats are like looking at Freddy leaving, and then they look at each other and they shrug.
Yeah. It's like a dog with a blog.
Yeah, like you cut to the dog and he does that thing where he's like, ooh, he puts paws over his face like he's embarrassed.
Yes. They always have the dog covering his paws. And it's usually like in reverse. Like, you know, if you look closely, they stuck the dog's paws on his face and like jumped out of frame. And then the dog
watched him pull
his paws off his face. Dog doesn't want his paws on his face.
It's also like such a weird reaction shot. Like, and the dog is embarrassed.
Yeah. Roll it backwards. Now it looks like he's covered his face. Look at that. The dog's just going like, why'd you bend my paws over my eyes?
I want to see, mother. Yeah. I want to see the world.
Yeah, so this movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, this song, AP Mike. Tell this guy, Mike. Are you in touch with this guy? Tell him to clean the mix up. I appreciate the spirit of it. It's a rockin' song. He's just got to get the mix a little better. We got to hear the vocals. All I can hear is AP Mike.
Aquaman singing.
Aquaman. Could you imagine seeing that? Two for Aquaman, please. Like just actually walking up the thing. Yeah, two for Aquaman.
Yeah,
that's when you got to buy a ticket for something different. Just go sneak into Aquaman.
You think?
Yeah.
Are you going to see it?
No, I'm not seeing Aquaman.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to see Aquaman. I did see Spider-Man.
The Spider-Verse?
In the Spider-Verse. It was great.
What's that?
It's all the different Spider-Man type characters all meet in one. They all meet from different universes, and
no idea.
I was one step closer to it than you are right now.
Yeah.
You know who does a voice in it?
Who?
John Mulaney.
Really?
Yeah. He does like Spider Pig.
That's funny.
He's very funny in it, and it's great.
I thought it was
fun. Yeah, it looks really good.
Did you see? What else did you see?
They showed a trailer before it
for
this movie. A dog like is like runs away from home,
uh-huh.
And like Reese Witherspoon's doing the voice of the dog. And I'm watching the trailer, no joke. I start bawling.
Sobbing.
My eyes out.
Yeah.
Because the dog's like, because she's like, oh, I'm going. I like squirrels. I like chasing squirrels. And it's like, oh, there's a squirrel, and like, yeah, I'm on an adventure now. And everybody's like, where's the dog? I started crying.
You were crying at a bunch of movies that were like.
I cried at Night School, the Kevin Hart movie.
When you read his old tweets?
When he read his
tweets. And you were like, oh, these are so funny.
I was like, he's never
oh, my God, these are so funny. Yeah.
I was like, running a little hot here with these.
Jerry Seinfeld stepped in.
Yeah.
I love when, like, the, like, nobody asked me,
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Peanut Gallery of, like, you know, the Oscars really missed out. They really,
yeah,
they really made a blunder.
This guy with his tweets, those were not jokes.
they were
just like,
it wasn't even like me saying
speech.
Like, yeah, it wasn't even being like, that's not funny. It's just like, no, they're not jokes.
Yeah, no, look, whatever. I don't care about the Oscars. I don't care about Kevin Hart. I know I see this movie.
When did you cry
by myself in
what
Toronto?
What part of it did you cry during?
When he's just like, yeah, I'm smart. I'm smart. Everybody thinks I'm dumb, but I'm smart. And he kept saying it over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
That got me.
Okay.
That's all it takes.
And when did you cry in Bohemian Rhapsody?
When he said, that if I could get my voice back and then we'll blow the roof off the place. When he was coming back to the band.
Uh-huh.
And it made me cry.
Not, you've got quite a pair of balls
no,
on
that
you.
That didn't get me. That didn't make me cry.
Interesting.
So just imagine you're in a theater and this is playing.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny things.
Oh, do you want a tiny piece of cheese?
Yes, yes. Cheese is my life.
From people that did a dog.
My name is Bella, and this is how I met Lucas.
She does seem to really like you.
Maybe that's the sign her home's supposed to be with me.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We're together. We played ball, and we played Don't Choose Shoes.
Bella, Don't Choose Shoes.
That one was his favorite. Together. Over the years, we did everything together.
No, no, no.
Girl.
We chased squirrels. We went to work. We even played a game called Doctor.
Doctor! Dr. Gannon. Hey, Dr. Gannon.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life with Lucas was the best, but when he wasn't around, I missed him so much. It's that squirrel again. Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel!
Bella!
There we go. That's me.
I can't. Nope. I don't think I can handle this.
It's a duck.
It looks like she needs help.
I can't tell where the journey
is. I was very far from home, but I knew...
No, I can't.
No, you're starting to cry.
I can't do it.
Look at that, see? I told you. See that, Mike? You laughed at me. Julie's getting choked up with it. All right, calm down with this. The Shriners commercials.
The Jerry Lewis telethon.
But then you watch the thing. The dog comes home in the trailer. The dog actually comes back.
Well, it's in the title. It's in the title.
And then when I'm seeing the movie, somebody in front of me goes, oh, so they give the whole movie out in the trailer. Why would anybody? Yeah, because they want you to know the dog's okay.
That's what happens when you see Spider-Verse. You get Spider-Verse audiences.
Yeah.
No, Weisenheimers.
This dog started. It's dog, A Dog's Way Home. It's a movie I'll never see. You couldn't pay me to see this movie.
I saw two movies over the last 2 days. I watched the first half yesterday. I watched the second half today.
Okay. Of?
Mary Poppins Returns.
Uh-huh.
And Bad Lieutenant.
Well, that's a good point. Did you watch a first half of each and then the second half? Like you watched first half of Mary Poppins Returns, first half of Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah. Second half of Mary Poppins Returns, second half of Bad Lieutenant. What happened was I was on my DVR and it's like, oh, Bad Lieutenant is playing on Showtime at like 3 a.m. I was like, oh, I've never seen that. And I really like Harvey Keitel. So I recorded it. And then as I'm watching it, I realize it's the rated R version.
So it's not the.
So I'm like, oh, this. Well, my exact quote was, "This guy, Lieutenant's not so bad."
Yeah. No, he's. Well, you should see the unrated.
Right. Version. So I was reading online. Yeah. I was like, oh wait, this doesn't happen in the R version where like he stops two women in the car and then he's like, all right, you two have a nice night.
Yeah. No, he did something different in the other version.
In the NC-17 version, little, it was very different.
Had a little party for one.
And my gentleman friend had a very funny suggestion about that scene.
Uh-huh.
Which is that you can, if someone's listening, because it is on YouTube, even though it's NC-17, that scene is technically, it's like, you know, it's safe enough for YouTube. If you could superimpose Louis C.K.'s face on Harvey Keitel's character and have those two women in the car.
Oh no. Yeah, that would be
the two female comedians. And then like have his, instead of him saying what he says, have him be like, my daughter's a jerk.
Whatever. And my kids are idiots. My kids are so stupid. I can't stand my kids.
And then in the scene where he's au naturel, he was like, I was like, he just went to hang out with those ladies and danced with them. Yeah, in the rated R version, he just had a little.
Yeah. He's kind of like. Yeah, not so bad, Lieutenant.
No, he was worse, Lieutenant, than the NC-17 one.
No, the NC-17 one, you're just like, oh, this is it's bad. I haven't seen that movie since it came out. I remember that Mike and the Mad Dog are in it, right?
Yes, it opens with them talking about the Mets, right? It's like all about the Mets, and Mike is saying something in the ice room.
Who's it, Mike? Just Mad Dog, so they couldn't get Mike. Mike Francesa would not do the thing.
What are we doing here? What is it, Bad Lieutenant? No, I'm not going to do all that. Dog can do it. Dog can say why? Because Mad Dog.
He's got to go like this.
Yeah.
Now what's going on? We got the Mets.
Right.
Going to game 7. Another thing. Like.
Do you think that movie belongs in the bad verse with the bad teacher?
I think it would be good.
Bad grandpa?
Yeah. It'd be a different. Would change the complexion of the dirty verse
to make it
dirty grandpa, bad lieutenant,
dirty bad Santa.
Bad Santa. I don't like Bad Santa. I'm sorry. I don't like that movie.
Do you like Billy Bob Thornton?
No.
Isn't it weird that we know him from Sling Blade first?
Yeah. That just like, it's amazing that, yeah, that this dude was just like.
That he got past that role and that was up, like, yeah, his introduction to,
yeah,
us.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Like, but also, like, that was his vision where everyone, yeah, has like their, you know, like Lena Dunham made Tiny Furniture and like Woody, yeah, Allen made like whatever Woody Allen made. But made, that was his passion project. Yeah. He was like,
oh. Sling Blade.
Yeah, it's like, I have this character.
I'm going to do this character, and then I'm never going to do anything like that again. I'm never going to lose myself in a character ever again. I'm only going to do a version of who I actually am in literally everything.
You think that he's closest to Sling Blade of any of the characters that he's played?
No, I think he's closest probably with Mr. Woodcock. I think a movie like that is probably closest to him, the way he really is. That's the one where he went at it with SWS, remember?
SWS?
Sean William Scott.
Oh,
was Thornton Scott SW? It just said
William
SW.
Scott. You have to, yeah, make it clearer because.
But is it Sean William Scott?
No, it's Sean William Scott.
William Scott.
When you said SWS, I was so confused. I thought you were talking about SJP and then SJWs.
Yeah.
Which, you know how I feel about them.
Yeah, I.
You're so sensitive.
Yeah,
How come I can't use words I like?
How come? Yeah, I like.
I like saying hateful things that hurt people's feelings.
I think those are my three. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Your three least favorite S combos at the end of 2018.
All I hear is SJ, and I don't care what the third letter is. I only think of one thing with it. Yeah, that's not my right.
Oh my god, that's
sorry.
That's okay.
We did it. We made it. Oh my god. We saw it.
Taking credit for an eclipse somehow. Very. only she could find a way to take credit for an eclipse. Somehow, we did this.
Overshadow the sun.
Yeah, we had something to do with this.
In a way, it's the ultimate eclipse to overshadow, yeah, the sun.
She eclipsed the eclipse. Yes. So, Julie Klausner.
Hi.
How are you?
Did you see Mary Poppins?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I don't know if I'm going to see that.
I bet you will.
That looks like one of those, because a screener showed up, yeah, for that.
You're going to watch it. You're going to cry.
When
she comes down from the clouds, why not?
When she returns.
Oh, they gave away the whole movie in the trailer.
So she shows up.
Yep.
And she just, are people just like, where have you been?
And she's, yeah, like, and then she spends the rest of the movie admonishing them and telling people that she's beautiful. She's fabulous in it. She really is great.
Emily Blunt.
Yeah, she's great. Bluntly, Blunt. I have to say, she's great.
Some blunt talk.
It is weird, though, that like her whole thing is like, I know this is more like a depravity's rainbow topic, so I'll just do it quickly.
Oh, the laugh. First of all.
Even just saying Bad Lieutenant is like an aroma that, like, if Mike were a cartoon mouse, he would, like, float on the top of into.
Oh, no, yeah, exactly. That's him just, like drifting, like, drifting downward into, like a pile of whipped cream.
But there was a thing on Sesame Street where, the Z-Man's going to call again. I'm sorry. Remember when they made Snuffleupagus not invisible so that, like, kids could be believed if they tell their parents,
sure,
like,
yes,
this person is,
somebody,
like,
did,
you know,
yeah,
taking advantage of me or, mm-hmm, doing something bad?
Yes.
Well, Mary Poppins is the opposite because every time she takes them on an adventure, mm-hmm, and they're like, Dad, we went underwater and we met, like, porpoises, mm-hmm, she's like, don't be ridiculous, Michael. That's absurd. That would,
so
it's like,
just,
of course that didn't happen.
Liars.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, okay. Oh, shut up,
that's
you idiots. That
weird.
Never happened.
That is weird.
It's just like the pattern of that character. Like, it's just no, it didn't.
See, that's always the thing. When I was a kid.
Yeah.
All the way through, starting when I was a kid, all the way to now, it always bothered me when there'd be any kind of thing. Like that one Warner Brothers thing with the frog drove me up the wall.
Oh, when no one else could see it?
I hated that so much. Yeah. Just be like, and then it, I always hated, we're just like, no, he was just talking. You should have just seen this.
Yeah.
This dog was just saying something. Where, like any show or movie where somebody just like, come on, boy, say the thing you just said.
And then Why do you think that bothers you so much?
Because it's so frustrating.
Do you identify with the frog or the guy who owns the frog?
I think I just identify with the frustration of any version of, he was just doing it a second ago. Like any movie or show where it would be. But that was the frog one. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
So
and
funny.
Then suddenly, come on,
ribbit.
Do it. Like, ribbit.
Ribbit.
Yeah. But any show where it's suddenly like, he was just singing a second. He was singing a song a second ago.
Don't be ridiculous, you stupid. stupid idiot.
I'm telling you. I'm smashing my Mary Poppins screener as soon as I get home.
At a boy.
We went on an adventure.
We
ain't going on any adventure. What are you talking about? You lying
Really?
Kids.
You are so stupid.
You dumb kids. We ain't going on an
adventure.
Really?
That's completely absurd.
Dudio liked Mary Poppins. He liked it a lot.
There are a couple. They're like three bangers in it. Shaman Whitman bangers.
Because he went to a screening of it.
Must be nice.
He got. You know what happens? So you go to these screenings of a thing, you get hypnotized.
Then you have to wait at the end for the Q&A.
Yeah.
And the audience is full of people in the guild that are like, can I have a job?
I'd like to ask a question. any Q&A, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is. Any Q&A about literally anything, someone, you can guarantee, someone is going to pretend they're asking a Q when they're just saying an A. Like, they just want to show off. And it doesn't matter what it is. So we have time for a few questions for Mary Poppins Returns. We just want to know.
I noticed. You're like, that's not the beginning of a question.
I feel that this movie really is a return to a lot of the classic Disney movies that used to be filmed live action. Okay. You just wanted to say something. That's a statement. That's an S. Not a,
S and A?
Yeah, not a Q&A.
Or a B and A, like if a brag and A?
If I'm ever running a Q&A, anybody asks an S? Q. Q. You guys give Qs.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, we get the A's.
Mm-hmm.
No S's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, no statements.
Right.
Yes, I think... And any kind of movie one, it's always funny when somebody's just like, yeah, hi, I'd like to find out how I can get an agent, please. Like, it doesn't matter what it's for. It's like, yeah, I'd like an agent.
I think I told you when I saw the Melissa McCarthy movie in the, not The Heat, the new one.
Can you ever forgive Puppet Land Murders?
No, no.
She's going to win an Oscar for Puppet Land, I'm telling you.
She's going to win an Oscar The Grouch.
Z-Man
is on the line.
Hey. Well, that's actually not an award.
He's going to wake up his kid again.
There's not an Oscar The Grouch award. And the winner, the Oscar, The Grouch, goes to... Get up here, McCarthy.
It's the ventriloquist dummy.
Puppet Land Murders wins every award for the. It's just
Charlie McCarthy.
Charlie McCarthy's there. They
Happy Time Murders.
They throw him in for some kindling.
There was a. I think I told you I went to see like a Producers Guild screening of Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Sure.
And it wasn't a Writers Guild screening, so one of the questions was, hey, that part in the courtroom where she had that monologue, did she really say that in real life or did somebody write that?
That was such a question that
like no writer would ever ask because it's like the one, you know, like how actors are like, I have one thing that I can do, which is like choose how I say my lines.
Yes, but they're not coming up with that. First of all, let me say this. I know somebody's going to be like, you're saying that you make fun of someone because they're trying to get an agent. This is my advice to you. You don't need an agent. Go write something and get your thing started. Your agent works for you. You're not the other way around. You're better. You don't want the agent you get before you have anything going on. Go get your stuff going. Then you get an agent. So don't ask it a thing for an agent. You don't want the agent that somebody from a stage is going to say, yeah, call this person. It'll ruin your... They ruin your career.
Yeah.
You want an agent? You don't want it. You don't need an agent. I didn't have an agent from the first year I worked in anything. I worked on Monk. I didn't have no agent.
You had Agent Orange.
I had Agent Orange. I had...
in your hair and nails and skin and teeth.
I had Agent Orange. I had Agent Provocateur was the Foreigner album. I played a fair amount.
Agent of Chaos.
When I drove in, I had the song Agent of Chaos. AP Mike. I didn't know Mike at that point, but I had the song AP Mike, Agent of Chaos.
You didn't know Mike at that point? How long have you known Mike? 10 years?
Two.
Too many.
You hear that, Mike? Burnt. You burnt, Mike. Burnt. Did people say that when you were in school? Burnt.
No.
No.
You know what it's like I have in my head? Everybody's do the Michigan rag.
That's from that thing, right?
Yeah, that's my favorite part. I swear, because usually he sings the chorus.
A second ago, he was just singing the song. Come on, boy. Like, it's like there'll be a dog there. And anything. Come on. Just he was just talking a second ago. Yeah. Mr. Ed. Wilbur was not trying to convince people Mr. Ed could talk. Like, he was...
Yeah.
He made his peace that...
Yeah,
that,
no one seemed to care that, like, children had secrets at that I feel like when Mr. Ed was
Mr. Ed.
You could do whatever you wanted to a child.
Yeah, and just to anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
There was no laws.
Well, clearly to a horse.
This poor horse.
I can't watch any movies featuring animals made before, like, 1995.
No, because you know there was no
regulation. Yes, exactly. I can't watch westerns.
Yeah. No, you can't watch that when they
pull
a horse to the ground.
No.
Let me also say this, though. About these, this animal thing here with these dogs and everything. You watch these things with these movies with dogs. I watched a Weezer video the other day where the dogs ran by in the sweater song. These dogs run by. Remember the song, If You Want to Destroy My Sweater?
I thought it was If You Want to Enjoy My Sweater. It's not If You Want to Enjoy My Sweater?
No, it's Destroy.
Are you sure? Because
you're pulling the thread from it. You're destroying it.
I thought it was like
watch
a guy being like.
Watch me unravel. I'll soon be naked.
I thought it was like a guy being nice and being like, here, enjoy my sweater.
No, that's a. If you want to enjoy my sweater. Whoa. So these dogs run by in it. And suddenly I'm watching this thing. I'm like, yeah, every one of these dogs is dead. Bum me out.
What's going on with you?
I don't know. Look, I'm in bad shape. I saw the movie Creed 2. By myself.
Oh no, that's gonna. That's a puddle.
Well, here we go. I watch this thing.
Yeah.
And I get to the. I'm telling you, it didn't catch me. I was not crying. I watched the whole thing.
I don't believe you.
Until final 5 minutes, Creed rolls into a cemetery, and he's in front of a gravestone for his father, Creed, Apollo Creed, Carl Weathers. I start bawling my. Played catch up on that, and then they cut it, and then Stallone, Rocky's with Adrian's grave. I'm in the theater. I was like, I made it to the end of this.
Yeah.
I didn't cry, and suddenly,
did you cry over the outtakes and the credits?
The blooper reel,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. No, there was no. But it's suddenly I'm in the theater. I'm going.
That's the worst because then you get a headache. If you hold it in, you're going to get a headache.
Then you walk out of the theater like a wet faced mess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
I did. Do you stay till the end of the credits?
Sometimes.
I want to know why Jay Leno is thanked at the end of Mary Poppins Returns. If anyone's listening who knows, I'd really like to know. I'm dead
Thank
serious.
Thank you to Jay Leno.
Yeah. Julie Andrews is not in that list. She has nothing to do with it.
Did anybody see this Mary Poppins? What's going on with this
there
Mary
Poppins?
There
was a scene where Mary Poppins did some jaywalking.
Oh, must be you. Right when he would be like, oh, be like, anybody see this Bill Clinton was a thing? Big Macs! Like, just like reducing his thing to just like word, like
maybe
phrases.
He's got like a split person. Because he has two he's a man of two voices. And then,
anybody see this, when he was on with Marin and did that thing, he's just like, every story involves a dead person.
Or Michelle Wolf.
Or Michelle Wolf.
Which he was Michelle like, Wolf. One of the things I like about watching her, she just really likes it. You can tell she likes it. She likes to do it.
She loves comedy. You could just tell she loves writing jokes. And she just loved it so much. And then anyway, I was at this comedy club. It was me. It was Freddie Prinze. And this guy that killed hooker, himself. It was always like like Freddie Prinze and like an old stripper.
Right, and then
could
someone
never
who
prove.
What they talked about like 20 minutes about this guy who killed himself.
Got jumped off the roof of the
what are you gonna do?
Comedy store.
It's a shame.
Steve Lebetkin, was that his
fine,
name?
Fine, but like they made it seem like it was an epidemic or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and then had the thing because then you had he was a part of the strike. They had that strike going on when it was they were trying to get the rights. They're trying to get money for the
and he was on which side?
He kind of was coming unglued, I think, and just jumped off the roof. But then you had people cross the picket line like Gary Shandling. Not going to say
did yeah. Jay.
No, Jay did not. Jay walked the picket line.
I have to tell you.
I walked the picket line. It was pretty funny. No, there was a thing where because it was Missy, and, you know, with Missy, and we're trying to just really make a point with the strike, telling everybody. And I knew Pauly Shore. Little Pauly Shore was a little kid at that point. He was a little five-year-old. I was friends with Pauly. So it was me and Freddie Prinze.
Oh, my God.
And Pauly Shore and Missy, and this stripper whose name was Cinnamon back then, and we... and... Every story he told on that thing was unverified.
Unprovable, yeah.
Because no one is
dead
a liar.
Dead men tell no tales.
So then I took the door off the refrigerator. It was on the street, and some guy's like, hey, who took the door off my refrigerator?
You know who that was? Sam Kinison.
It was Sam Kinison.
I have to tell you, after listening to him on WTF, I walked away with more respect for Mr. Leto than I ever had. And I have not listened to a single episode of Conan O'Brien wants to be friends with Kristen Bell.
I got to just say.
Come on.
This is what I'm going to say. Look,
Come on.
I love Conan. But I'm just going to say this. Stay on your side of the street, buddy. You got to take a podcast now.
Yeah. You think he signed that table?
Oh, if he signed that table.
Did he draw a picture of himself?
I'm sure that dumb ear. Because, look, everybody knows this Earwolf is this podcast network. You go to Earwolf, and there's a table, and everybody signs it. You look at the table. Oh, it's, you know, blah, 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 sign the table. And they always, and everybody's trying to out-funny each other on the table. You take that table, you throw it out the window. And everybody's like, because you know they're all just like, oh, this table's going to be famous someday. No, it's not. It's a piece of trash. You devalued it. These dumb comedians signing it. I got to look at this thing, see Hayes Davenport's signature all 6 times on this thing.
It makes you sick.
Only mentioning him because that's a safe,
safe one,
not the actual people. Not Hayes probably didn't sign it once, and that's a safe reference, and it's me not taking shots at the actual pile of people.
I know who you mean.
There's a couple people on there.
The Harold team of people.
Don't talk to Tom anymore. Sign that table. Putting on little table comedy.
I like that Jay Leno talked about not wanting to go around to, I guess it was the Comedy Store, because Sam Kinison was bringing in guns and coke. And I thought that was cool. Not cool, but I was like, no, I respect that. If I was going to like UCB and like Paul Scheer had guns, I'd be like, this is a bummer. I don't want to do this anymore.
I used to go to UCB a lot. And I see, and then, you know, Paul Scheer started bringing guns around and giant bags of cocaine. And I just really didn't want any part of it. I mean, it became less fun then. And it was me, Paul Scheer.
Oh, no, he
Freddie
had to be
Prinze,
dead. Right.
It was me,
Freddie
Paul
Mercury.
Scheer, Freddie Mercury, Freddie Prinze, Sam Kinison, Gary Cooper.
Gary Shandling.
Gary Shandling. And I'm bringing that basketball game back, by the way.
Oh, can you believe it?
It's going to be just dodgeball, though. I'm going to do dodgeball on
Gary's
court. You
throw medicine balls at
old workout. You bring one of those big sweat boxes on the court.
I love it.
Run an extension cord into the house.
I love it. I love this idea. That was so...
Can you imagine seeing... Look.
That godforsaken basketball.
Can you imagine? You
got to
watch.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
It's like I moved to L.A. Like, I'm trying to get started in comedy. It's like, what do I have to do? Put on some sweatshorts?
Yeah, you got
to
start running around.
What do I have to
around?
Do? Like be okay with, like...
Yeah, Rick Dukeman's
like,
telling you to set
Rick Dukeman is, like, throwing a ball at
pick.
My face.
Julie, high pick. I'm taking it to the hole.
I just want to be creative.
Screaming at you. Pass it to Apatow. He's open. Judd Apatow dribbling between his legs.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. That makes me so mad.
Basketball game.
That makes me so mad.
I got to start my own thing like that. Tom had his Wednesday night dodgeball game. And he's not here anymore. We're going to do one final Wednesday night dodgeball
game. In his home.
In his home. First of all, get 45 comedians at your house. Get out. Everybody out. I want nothing to do with it. Ugh. That Gary basketball game.
The worst.
And he probably wasn't even good at basketball. I'm going to just guess. He wasn't that good at it. You think he's doing an alley-oop? Dunking it? Gary flying in, do 360 tomahawk dunk? No. I mean, so I was at the basketball game.
Jay never went to that basketball game.
Pass it.
He would bring like a, like, what are those, like, stick ball, like, that they play in olden times in the Bronx?
He would show up and play a stick. I picture he would show up at the game. He'd show up denim shorts, right?
Denim tank top?
Denim tank top. Denim basketball.
Oh, my God.
He'd have a denim basketball.
See, that's a game I would.
Pass me. Here. It's denim. The ball's made of denim.
Traveling.
Traveling.
I'm trying to think of other words.
It's a double dribble.
Dribble.
Double dribble.
He's the best. I love Jay Leno. If I had to choose between Jay Leno and, like, I won't name names, but other people.
Yeah. You take
Jay. Picking Leno. Yeah, I'll go to the garage. I'll have a turkey sandwich. He could pick out a bun from one Tupperware, and he could pick out some lunch meat from the other.
I'm going to say this with this guy. Look.
I don't love Jay Leno. Hold on.
No,
I just want to. Hold on.
He's not funny. Remember
on that. Use this against me. I don't love Jay Leno.
On that WTF one, he was suddenly like, yeah, I wrote a new joke about
that thing about the silencer.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that wasn't great.
Like, yeah, I wrote a new joke.
It's edgy. It's not edgy.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
Yeah. That joke sucked. But this is what I'll say about this guy. I'm a lot closer to where he was with things. This is this slob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who clawed his way through.
Absolutely.
In one of these fancy pants.
He wasn't pretty. He never had like a. You know, a guy, like, helping him along the way.
No, not fancy pants. He didn't have the network. He didn't have the club helping him.
It's kind of funny that he's not.
Anybody remember the club you used to put on your car? You used to put the club on your car. Remember? Make sure it doesn't get stolen. Or where's the club? Is he Bill Clinton?
The
hamburger.
It's
J-Lo with Jennifer Lopez butts.
You do look back, though, and it's like they're all on the wrong side of history. Like, they're like, you know, Lewinsky and Monica, like Anita Hill, like just all of their, and OJ even. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you guys are all like, you just the wrong take.
The Dancing Itos.
Yeah.
They not age well.
No.
Iron J. Remember Iron J?
No. Was that, like, the Iron Chef?
No, that was when he did, like, a muscle man thing, and he, like, tilted the camera at an angle.
Did he take his shirt off?
It looked like he had a huge, like, he looked like he was huge.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. No, it wasn't, actually. But no, it's not.
See, is that Mavis's pitch?
You know, the funny thing is, me and Mavis, we got a swimming pool. We've never been in it.
You know my theory about Mavis.
She doesn't exist.
But she's a robot. That Mavis is like an acronym for something. Yeah, Mavis, it's like machine automated, like, version.
Bring Mavis. Mavis?
Burp, 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 burp.
Yes, Jay. Jay. I'm getting very concerned about the mission, Jay. Mavis?
Can you bring me some new... Some...
Open the pod doors, Mavis.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Jay.
This is the dumbest thing. Jay Leno, 2001. A Leno
Odyssey.
Jay Odyssey. Open the pod doors, Mavis.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Jay.
Mavis, please, open the pod doors.
No, Jay. Do you want to hear Daisy?
Mavis, open the pod doors.
I'm afraid I can't do that, Jay.
Mavis, I would tell you the... This ship has a circular running track on it. It makes it run on fire! Because there's other astronauts that are in storage now, and they're going to be woken up at a later point. I mean, what are these guys thinking about?
You're not going to distract me, Jay. The answer is no.
I mean, if you think about it, we're on a mission, right? And they got the monolith, right? I mean, what's this monolith anyway?
A big rock!
I see your point, Jay.
Mavis, open the pod doors, please.
I can't do that, Jay.
So then what? And then Mavis would sing at the end, be like,
Daisy.
But it would be like, his closing music. Remember
oh,
closing
yeah.
music?
The ending
for Jay, yeah, but it would get slower and slower.
It's my production company, Big Dog Productions.
Who was this guy? This is what I wish, though. No joke. Jay Leno comes back and somehow takes the Tonight Show from Fallon.
That would be
amazing. Be the greatest moment. And then this dude would be full.
Yeah.
That'd be like, he'd be like the Muhammad Ali of talk shows. He became champion over and over.
I would love to see him step into everything Fallon does, like do the I Wish It Were Christmas Today.
Yeah.
What else does Fallon do? Like 35 musicals in 20 seconds. And
he does, I think he does Donald Trump as Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump as Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm. Bob Dylan as Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen as Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen as Neil Young.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're all just.
Neil Young as Eddie Vedder.
He'll do it. Then it's him doing his Bruce Springsteen playing ping pong.
Uh-huh.
I watched those 5 hours of Don Rickles clips that
I know.
He told you to watch.
I know,
on,
you called me at like
on,
you called me at like 3 in the
yeah,
morning.
Like, hey, you need to watch.
I was awake.
There's.
It was a 5 hour YouTube video that somebody put all of his Letterman appearances
yes.
back to back
from like 82 on to the final thing. And
it's kind of the best. It's one of those things where you're like, I do love the internet sometimes
for
stuff
like
that. Yeah.
Yes. At the end of the thing, at the end of Don Rickles' life, though, he's on with Letterman, and he's just like, he's so old at this point, but he's not 100%, obviously, but he's still got something, and he could still get, like, a couple good lines out. He's just like, yeah, you know, I'd go on Fallon, I can't play ping pong.
Like, and his eye roll is like, yeah. even if you're in the audience, you don't even know what he means,
yeah.
And obviously, like, we do, and it's super
yeah.
funny, but, like, even if you don't, you're like, yeah. he's the funniest guy in the world.
The meanest thing he says on the thing, I think, and it made me laugh out loud, is him talking about Jerry Lewis with the thing. He's like, Jerry comes out, starts singing, You'll Never Walk Alone, the kids get worse. And then a year later, he goes on and tells the same joke, but changes the answer, changes the punchline. He goes, Jerry comes out on the talk on the telethon, and he starts doing. He's singing that song, "You'll Never Walk Alone." Hits the high note. The kids get up out of their chairs and walk home. And it's like this guy.
He had a year to tweak.
He had a year to tweak
yes.
a thing, and he tells the meanest. That's the meanest because it's like a joke where people are like, it's like who's the butt of that joke? It's like yeah, it's kind of these kids or it's half and half with Jerry. These kids.
It's the whole operation. It's the like the Jerry seems nice on camera was like the biggest jerk in the world off camera, and Don Rickles is the exact opposite.
Yeah. Now Mr. Warmth. Mike?
Did you ever meet him?
I never met Don Rickles. I saw him live twice.
Did he pick on you?
He came so close.
Oh.
Me and my friend Joe were in the second row in at the Bethlehem, Pennsylvania casino, and we were just a hair to the left, and he started pacing the stage and stopped two people away from us. And it was just like, and my friend was just like, oh, I hope he doesn't. This would be the worst. I was like, are you kidding?
No.
If this guy starts ripping us, this is a gift from heaven that he would make fun of us.
Yeah.
I was praying that he would just get close, and he stopped just short of us.
sorry. That's crushing.
Oh, no. But I got to see him that close. He was the best. And he just was in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He was just like, he started off. He's like, I did my career. I saw James Cagney do Yankee Doodle Dandy, and he would sing, and I told my mother, I want to be in show business, and I want to do that. I want to sing, and I want to dance. And then I went into the Navy, and I came out, and I started doing acting. I went to school for acting, and I learned, and I worked on my craft, and I got going, and I figured out comedy. I started working in Las Vegas, and then I had a career 50 years of being a headliner, and here I am in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And then he did the biggest eye roll ever. And then everybody was just the best. It was the best. So, Julie Klausner, this thing, what's going on in January with you? I've heard tell that there's
an
event.
You mean our event in San Francisco together?
I've heard there's an event.
Well, Tom, you and I are going to do an event together in San Francisco at the San Francisco Sketch Fest on January 17th.
There's just one thing about San Francisco. Did you drove and did you flew? Do you remember that on SCTV
when he
would say, San Francisco, did you drove, did you flew? Sid Dithers? No?
Oh, God.
Eugene Levy?
I know that character, but I haven't seen that.
He said,
did you drove or did you flew?
San Francisco, did you drove and did you flew? So anyway, San Francisco has this sketch fest, and it's 4 years long. I think it's four.
Oh, yeah. People are like, I'm doing this. And I'm like, oh, I'm in town. And it's like, oh, no, mine is in like February.
Yeah. Mine's in October.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's just a
Oh, maybe
a
when
venue.
I'm there, I can see these. Nope.
Yeah. It would be like if you called a movie theater a festival where it just has shows that never stop.
It's the film festival. It's the AMC Lincoln Square Film Festival.
What did you see at the film festival? Oh, I'm going to see Secret Life of Pets 2.
Yeah.
Comes out in June.
And I'm going to see Mary Poppins Returns.
I swear, you should have just seen it. Mary Poppins was just doing a thing there a second ago.
Oh, don't be stupid.
No, a second ago. Come on, please.
Shut your mouth. So rude and stupid.
In January.
Morons.
San Francisco.
Stupid morons. No one will believe you. No one will believe you.
No one. It's like.
No one will ever believe you.
A horrible thing to say.
I know.
No one will ever believe you.
No one will ever believe you anyway. Michael.
What are we doing in San Francisco now?
I don't know. We haven't planned anything, but it's January 17th, and it's going to be the two of us in conversation.
It'll be pretty much this. What if we just play this and lip sync it?
They call that lip dub.
Just like
now.
wave our arms around.
Do a funny
like
YouTube video.
Yeah, we're not going to do a lip dub. It's not some choreographed dance that everybody's going to break out into. It's going to be an evening with
Julie Klausner. With both of us.
Well, it's
with Tom
you.
And
no,
Julie.
It's about you.
No, it's about us.
You. I'm there to talk to you.
I am appalled by the notion that this is a salute to my career. I am also like, I think that's not what it is.
I will salute you.
Okay.
The first thing
I'll salute you back.
I'll stand on a desk like Dead Poets Society.
Uh-huh.
And I will say, you will be my captain. Oh, uh-huh. Captain. Oh, Klausner, my Klausner.
Good night. What is it? Good night, you princes of Maine. That's something else.
That's
another
Cider
inspiring
House
teacher.
Rules.
Yeah.
Who is in? Hey, Dudio?
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
You know
that's
my
right.
Michael Caine impression.
Let's
I only have
it.
Two.
Let's hear it.
Michael Caine. That's one that, impression okay, I did. Okay. And then I do that woman from Throw Mama from the Train.
Which goes like how?
Owen!
These are the impressions I can do.
Mm-hmm.
My Michael Caine. You're the guy that killed my brother.
That's good.
You're the guy that killed my brother. And then I can do the guy from Throw Mama from the Train. Can you dig it? I knew that you could.
Jasmine.
I'm going to say this. I usually don't say this. You know how many people have come up to me? I'm saying this to the audience, not to you.
Sorry.
People of note, name people in comedy have come up to me and said, That thing you did where you demolished Billy Crystal is my favorite thing. They would never say it publicly. I'm talking about talk show hosts, national comedians.
National?
Actors. I'm saying like people who would not want it to be known that they heard that.
Billy Crystal's not a powerful, he's not going to like, he's not a Svengali.
Well, there are people are treading lightly around the guy. Who knows what, he might do another.
He's going to keel over?
No, they think he might
throw another pitch out?
Another Forget Paris. They might want to be in Forget Paris too. Remember when he was like.
The Comedians?
The Comedians. That was a great show. Oof. There was the Billy Crystal show where he was like, he's like playing himself, but he's like one of those like, I play myself, I'm a bad.
Yeah, I'm a bad person. Like that thing that Larry Sanders started where celebrities were like, oh, it'll be fun to like act like a jerk.
Yeah. But every episode of that was just like, he would be just like, he'd wrap a muffin at the craft service table. He'd take the muffins home.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, that's me being a bad guy. But then six times in every episode, a person in their 20s would always be like, oh my God, Billy Crystal, you're my favorite comedian. I love everything you like.
That's in the show Bible.
Yeah. That,
and his contract.
Every episode, five people have to come up to Billy. Five young people have to come up to Billy raving about how much he's their favorite comedian when they were a kid and still. Can you imagine like still trying to pretend? Oh my God, that movie you did with Bette Midler is hilarious. The one from like
Which
3 years
that?
Ago. Like Unsupervised Parent.
Oh, yeah.
Like they had to fit that. Like that movie made $100 million.
That was not in The Comedians.
Oh, yeah. That movie got
complimented.
He talked
about the... And he talked about the box office?
I think so. I think he said that movie was successful
that's
in
so,
that.
Oh, that's awful.
It's desperate. So, anyway, it's Billy Crystal, right? Somebody just posted a picture of Freddie Prinze,
yep.
Pauly Shore, Jay Leno, Sam Kinison, and Ex Machina. Is that, who is that? Is that the
Transformers?
Which robot is that? Is that the robot from the booze ads right here? Is that Ex Machina? Is that who is that?
I don't know. The vodka robot?
Yeah. Vodka bot.
I think those two left.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any
news.
No,
they got their pizza.
They're taking a snooze.
They got their pizza. Now they can do, they're probably outside. Oh, I'm going to make a phone call is what they'll say. Dudio and Mike. So look, seriously, if you're in San Francisco,
please buy tickets.
Go to this
to
thing.
See
it's,
us.
It's going to be great.
It'll be embarrassing if you don't come.
In conversation, me in conversation, an evening.
Me with you.
An all-star, not all-star.
Duo star.
Two people. Two star.
Twin star.
A two-star tribute to Julie Klausner.
To us.
I'm
not doing this. No, it's
ladies
not.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Tom,
please.
Tom, please.
Welcome.
No.
The queen of comedy.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Julie Klausner.
And her haircut.
No, it's going to be great. It'll be a fun night.
It'll be good times.
And I want to say this. I will.
Mm. Eat a burrito.
No, I probably will. That probably will
I can't
happen.
Wait to eat a burrito.
A San Francisco burrito.
Yes!
Because that's where they invented them.
Yes, they're so good!
A lot of good food in San Francisco.
Yes!
The elevators in which I had my meeting with Patti Smith.
Is that in the same hotel?
Probably.
You're going to do a redux?
I will.
Oh, no.
For money.
Oh, my God.
Ride in that elevator with
all
people.
Day?
No, people can just come in and I'll give
do
them
like
the
office,
tour.
Office hours?
Yes, I'll be like, so this is the elevator. Everybody, welcome to the Patti Smith elevator
tour. Is everyone in?
Everyone's here. Just so you know, it was January of 2015. I was in this elevator.
You have to set it like January.
January 2015.
The weather is cloudy with a...
a brisk day with much portent.
And then
in
you play the whatever the number one song was that week.
Or I'll just play some
like,
Patti
rumor
Smith.
Rumor has it... Oh, sorry. Yeah,
I'll
that's better.
I'll
that's a better
like,
idea, yeah.
Suddenly hear just like Because of the Night, I'll play...
Horses.
I'll play Horses.
Is that a song or is that just the name of her album?
The name of the album.
There's not a song that's like Horses.
Horses.
It's called Whoa.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Horses.
Horses. So, I'll You'll get give you in tours. The elevator.
Okay.
It was 2015, January.
No, no, no. You have to say it is. It's like you're taking them.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay, you're right. What if I just act like, hey, everybody, how are you doing today? It's a great day here, January of 2015.
What's in the news?
President Obama's winding down his thing. Who's going to run?
No one knows,
yeah.
You'll say.
Wonder how the election's coming up. It's probably going to be Hillary against Jeb Bush. I wonder who's going to win that. What? Hold on.
What did Mike say?
Mike
handed you a note. Right.
He gave notes. He's giving guidance. I went into this elevator.
Mm-hmm. I'm in this elevator now.
Following in rock legend Patti Smith.
Oh, you need someone to play her.
Julie, I think.
I come in with.
You might have to play Patti Smith.
With a wig on backwards.
Yeah.
And the sunglasses.
You just come in singing because of the night.
Horses. Oh.
Horses. Giddy up, giddy up. Horses. Hey, Patty, how are the shows going over at the Fillmore? They're good, but it's a little exhausting. I'm a little tired.
It's good, but I'm a little tired.
Elevator's going up. Hey, can I ask you a question? Did you ever see Humble Pie back in the day? Pressing the button, and then you immediately start pressing the next available floor. Now, it's a little before my time. Frantically, it's like, wait, you pressed the fifth floor is the floor you're getting. Now you're getting up to the third floor?
I've changed my plans.
Michael Stipe,
I just remembered Michael Stipe is on the third floor.
Oh, he's on the third floor.
I'm going to give him a cup of sugar.
Yeah.
He's making a recipe.
How much should I, $30 charge for that?
$35,
yeah.
It's San Francisco.
Yeah, 30, you're right. Sam, 40, let's just round up to 40. Mike Sang, take line one. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Dave from Baltimore.
Dave from Baltimore. You're here with me and Julie Klausner. What's up?
Oh, my God. Julie Klausner, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Dave. I'm great. I'm a huge fan here.
Oh, thank you.
I love difficult people.
Thank you. How's Baltimore?
Baltimore is good. It was unseasonably warm tonight.
It's a warm, a little bit of a little warm stretch rolling down the East Coast now.
Is it warm in Jersey too?
It is.
Yes.
So what are you bringing to the table tonight, Chief?
All right. So I was wondering if either of you last night caught Howie Mandel's comedy extravaganza.
No, I didn't. What was it? When you say catch, you mean just like it's a flu?
Like it's a disease?
Yeah. Where was this? Where did his comedy extravaganza? Where did you see
it? Did he blow up the glove?
It was on the CW.
You heard Jason laughing at that?
Yeah, Dudio likes that one. He loves the glove. He was probably a big man. He's probably a big man.
Big man?
Big Mandel.
Mandelman?
Mandelman.
So I'm sorry, Dave, what did he do?
He had a 2-hour live comedy extravaganza. Well, I guess it wasn't. It was filmed as live, but it was at the Just for Laughs festival. And he was sort of the MC and had a bunch of performers come up and do spots, and he introduced them.
And where did you see this?
This was on the CW last night from 8 to 10.
No, I didn't. That sounds like CW's burning off some...
I thought he was on NBC. He was hosting America's Got Talent or one of those shows. He's sidestepping.
Well, how was it? How was it? Did you enjoy it? Did you laugh a lot?
I'll tell you what, I did not have a lot of exposure to Howie Mandel before this, except for, like, as you said, some of those competition shows or whatever. And he's insane. He's a madman. His monologue was nuts. I kind of want you to, like, go through it and pick it apart like you did with Billy Crystal's thing and
all right. You want me to
at
do
that comedy festival. Right, I would love that.
Send me a clip.
I will send it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. All right. That's one thing Mike got wrong.
What's that picture of Iron J?
Best Show High, yeah. Somebody put a picture of Iron J up, and it's just him with a headband on.
Can I see it
on.
Again?
Yeah. Just shot at like a
That's
weird...
So stupid.
Like they just stretch
That's like
the
when
frame.
They first got like Photoshop filters in the 90s that he was playing with those, right?
Yeah. Remember when he did jaywalking?
Sure.
And he'd be out on the street and be like...
Who's the president?
Making fun of people.
Hey.
So, who's the vice president right now?
Oh, I don't know. Lon Chaney?
And then he turned.
He just like, look at the camera, like put a gun in his mouth.
Yeah.
And blow his brains out.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you want to ask him, it's just like, who are you judging me for, you weirdo? Right? Right? The strange dude. Weird talk show. Talk show hosts are weird. They're all weird.
He didn't want to be out there with the people. No, like
out on the street.
Although I do think it's funny that Conan has to like go to Kabul now.
Yeah.
Conan, like...
Yeah.
Like moved to L.A. to do the Tonight Show and, like...
Yeah. Now he's hiding.
He's like, I don't want to be on at, like, 12:10. Yeah. I want to be on at 11:30. Yeah. And then it's, like,
he's trapped in a
live
bunker.
From, like, Brisbane.
Yeah. He's trapped in a bunker. It's a civil war.
Living out of a duffel bag.
Yeah.
So he hasn't seen his children in 6 months. He's
filming the show on an iPhone.
It's like mosquitoes like everywhere.
That green night vision camera. Like he
like
would have
slowly...
only did the Tonight Show a half hour. He only would have said let's start it at midnight.
Cut to like
he's hiding in a bunker, war torn country, filming
Slovenia
night vision.
It like becomes like a ghost hunter show gradually. He they give him goggles.
I like Conan. I say I like him. I like him a lot. He's a great. He's
he
very
never,
funny.
He never had me on his show.
Me neither.
When I was promoting Difficult People, he never had me on.
Promoting the box set, didn't have us on.
Well, what are you
going to do? Well, my guy Seth Meyers had us on. Gets the eternal,
Seth Meyers had me on twice.
Eternal gratitude to Seth Meyers.
Thank
very
you, Seth
funny
Myers.
Guy. Very
smart
funny
guy.
Guy.
Smart
now,
guy.
Who's this panting into the phone now? Who is this?
Sorry, this is Kevin from Denver.
Kevin from Denver?
Yeah.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, huge fan of the show.
You're here with me and Julie Klausner.
I'm excited because, like, Julie Klausner is one of my favorite guests.
Thank you.
I just wanted to call because I graduated from NYU in 2015, and Billy Crystal was actually the honorary speaker.
Okay.
At the graduation, and, It was really, really a very boring convention speech. It was at the like Yankee Stadium, and it was just like insanely crowded. But like, dude, just did not show up with really any jokes at all. Just like
they
kind
talk
of like
about
the
Mickey
most
Mantle a whole lot. Can you imagine you graduating this? Windbag gets up there and starts moaning about Mickey Mantle.
Getting tired just thinking about it.
When he went, and there was that day when they let him like play at like Yankee spring training.
He didn't just toss out the first ball?
No, no. They're in spring training. They actually like put him on
what?
The to let him bat one.
Are you kidding
bat.
Me?
No, they really did it.
That's let awful.
Can you imagine you're a pitcher?
No.
You got this
60, throw a ball at an old man?
68-year-old guy up there. That you now have to humor him for the thing. I would have, if I was one of those pitchers, you know what they call it in baseball, Julie? They call it chin music, is what they call it.
Does that mean hitting someone in the face?
Yeah. They're going to give him a little chin music. If I was on the mound that day, and as I look across, I see this fossil standing across from me, I got to pretend that this guy is a baseball player.
By the way, chin music is also what.
140 an hour baseball they're throwing right
at Avis likes to make beautiful chin music.
Yeah, that's chin music. Jay Leno's solo album, finally.
My first musical album's coming out. It's called Chin Music. It's me and Kevin, of course.
Kevin!
It's me and Kevin and John Melendez.
Stuttering John?
Yeah.
Were they a team, the three
they
of
were,
them?
He was the announcer for a while on the Tonight
he
Show.
Was?
Yes.
What did he? Would they like do a contest and Stern's fans sabotaged it, or they hijacked it?
No, I think they thought they were getting like cred. Like,
oh,
cred. Like, oh,
It's outrageous. We'll get him on.
It's outrageous. It's like the dancing Itos were like not outrageous, and this was like their way of being edgy.
What if he never stopped doing the dancing Itos? He just dug in, and it's like the OJ trial was done 7 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He still has them come out 3 times a week. And then people are like, is Jay okay? He really keeps pushing for us to have the dancing Itos on every show now. Like, he wants them on the show. He's planning on not being on the show tonight. The dancing Itos are hosting. Great show tonight. He comes out. He's like, hey, everybody. He does the monologue. And then
the band is replaced. Leaves. He looks at the band.
It's just, they're dressed like the dancing Itos. He lets the dancing Itos interview the guests.
I'm gonna head out now. The dancing Itos.
Don't worry, folks. You're in great hands.
Catherine Heigl is going to be on with the dancing Itos.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, we got the dancing Itos and Catherine Heigl.
And then he goes into a huddle with them backstage, and he's like, "Which Itos gonna do the talking?" Because last week it was a real cluster F. Now,
come on, Itos, you guys got to pull it together. We got to tighten this up.
Now,
I'm keeping you guys.
Itos number one. And he has the same amount as, like, there are jurors, which is confusing.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. Like, 12?
Itos. Yeah. 12 angry Itos.
12 angry.
Like, Itos, what? You're going to flirt
John
with.
John Stewart made that movie.
Which one?
Remember he made that movie? John Stewart directed that movie.
Which movie? Oh, the one about the Iraq journalist?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite movie.
But
that's your favorite movie?
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's your favorite movie.
Number one, baby.
What
Citizen
are your favorite
Kane.
Movies? Vertigo, of course.
Singing in the Rain, you gotta
singing
say.
In
you
the,
gotta,
gotta
you know.
Say Singing in the Rain. And the one that John Stewart did, like, you don't even know the name of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that
the
one.
John Stewart thing that he did that summer, he took off
and
John
he grew
Oliver.
A beard, yeah. That one.
The one when he made a movie with the thing and the.
When John Oliver had, like, his best ever audition to host The Daily Show, and they were like, nah.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah. They're just like, hey, we kind of got a clear path to Samantha Bee or John Oliver.
Or Michael Che.
Or Michael Che. Yeah, I think we're going to just
we're just going to hedge our bets for a while.
Throw a dart and see whose picture we hit on this wall. Then they throw it. Thump. Trevor Noah. I think we're going to throw a second dart and see who we hit. Thump.
Trevor Noah.
Does anybody else have more darts? So that's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
And it's called
The Plant Seeker.
Now, who's this on the phone right now? Who is this now?
Kevin from Denver.
It's Kevin
still,
from Denver.
Yes. Yeah, still Kevin from Denver.
What's your problem again?
Oh, I saw Billy Crystal at my graduation.
That's about it. Yeah.
I actually got up and I went to the concession stand. And I got, like, a pretzel with
they
cheese.
They had a concession stand. Oh, so somebody was turning a profit on your graduation.
Oh, was it the Yankees?
Yeah, they were.
Were there people walking around selling stuff?
No.
They
were,
like, stadium prices?
None of the guys were. They didn't sell beer, and it was just the concession stand, like, if you, like, walked into the alleyway or whatever.
Yeah.
Is there a funny mascot? I got a good pretzel with cheese.
Is there a funny mascot or no?
I don't think the
no?
Yankees have a funny mascot.
Why not? Why can't it be Fernando? Why can't it be the You Look Marvelous guy?
That would be great.
If that's,
that was
their, like, that's their, like, gritty or whatever?
They decide that's their gritty is one of Billy Crystal's characters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's the what's the one where he was like,
oh, that hurts.
Yeah, uh-huh. Like the one that's like, oh, it could be worse. Or like he and Christopher Guest would be like construction workers.
So I was on a thing the other day and I got a nail when I
started. Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah,
that
right,
character,
Oh, I hate when that like that's the Yankees mascot.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. That's like they're
a guy in a giant costume of that character.
But he still has the... the funny nose of, like, is it the Philly Fanatic that has the nose that honks?
Yes.
You know my theory about the Philly Fanatic.
What's that?
That it looks like he was drawn by Daniel Johnston.
That's your theory?
Yes. That's how they came up with the character design. Was like, it was like sitting around on someone's desk, like, and they were like, "Well, I guess we're going to the, I guess we're going into production." Like they thought it was like the blueprint or it was like signed off on. Like they make a child's drawing.
He must be able to get good tickets then for the games.
Oh, the best.
Let me say this though. First of all, a side note from what this kid's talking about now. These guys at the state, these stadiums, these vendors. These things. I'm telling you.
Are they terrorists?
One's worse than the next. You got to watch out. I'm just
going
to say.
Like, they seem like they'd be like bad. I don't know.
You ever go to these? I went to a Giants game, right? And these guys have these carts set out in the thing. And they're hawking beer on it. Just tread lightly. I'm not going to get specific. Just tread lightly. Mike? Is that fair? Yeah, Mike agrees.
What are you talking? I don't know what you're talking about. You're treading too lightly for me to understand.
I'll explain it later.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Queen movie, the Mike Myers thing. My favorite thing with the Mike Myers thing was when he just goes, when they show him in the thing, 1975. Nobody's gonna want Bohemian Rhapsody. He might as well have been doing He might as well have been doing the Austin Powers voice in it.
Nobody, I don't know, baby.
Nobody He's wants like... that song, baby. And but then they cut to Live Aid.
Yeah, at the end.
10 years later,
mm-hmm.
He's still in that office, dressed in his 75 clothes, listening to Live Aid on the radio, as people did back then. You know when everybody just tuned in on their radio to listen
was
to Live
Aid? One of those like sharper image, like old timey looking radios?
I don't even think they showed it, but you just heard it coming through the radio.
He was frozen in time.
And he was just like, he finally had to admit after
a decade.
After the 45 hits that Queen had. That, and also the hits they had before that, before Bohemian Rhapsody. It was not their first hit.
Right, right. I just assumed every, and I don't know, I like Queen a lot. I just don't know anything about their, you know, formation or history. But everything I saw in that movie, I just assumed was wildly inaccurate.
They got a few things wrong at the in that movie.
Except for the cats.
Except for the two cats.
And no, there were more than two. There was a lot of cats.
And the xylophone solo he did on his, on his teeth for Another One Bites the Dust.
He was great, though. He was really great.
The guy? Oh, he was fantastic.
Yeah, he was great.
No, he's great. He should probably win an Oscar for that. An Oscar the Grouch. The nominees for the Oscar the Grouch are Puppet Murder. Melissa McCarthy, Puppet Murder.
You went to that place in LA, didn't you? Oh. You went to that like promotional like strip. Was it a strip club or?
It was like a speakeasy.
Ugh. Promoting. Was there like puppet like strippers or something?
Yeah,
that's such a bummer.
It was so gross.
I hate everything about that.
And I go to naturally two listeners are there and just like, hey Tom, what's up? As if I'm into this nightmare place. Oh hey. That's what I get. That's what I karmically get for the thing I do when I drive down the highway past this one adult bookstore. And if I see anybody walking out of it, I just go, burp, burp. I honk my horn when they're walking out, like head down, hand in front of their face, trying to block everything, heading like trotting to their cars. I'll just drive by. And if I see anybody walking out, I just honk, burp, burp. As if I said, hey, man. And then they're like, oh, no.
I'm just trying to be a bad lieutenant.
Oh, God. Who just saw me? Oh, God. What? who just recognized? Somebody just recognized?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
Just act natural. Just act natural. One foot in front of the other, Nick.
Guys in the adult bookstore is like, okay, I got 30 feet from this door to my car.
It's already, it's past. The worst is behind me.
I'm just going to trot out, get to my car.
It's normal, I'm an adult man and I've done nothing wrong.
I have my keys in my hand. I'm just going to open my car.
I'm
with this thing. Okay.
I'm home free, basically.
Throw the door open and trot right to the car. Here we go.
Okay, go. Oh, no. What just happened? Was that someone from work? What's that? Oh, who was? Who were they honking at me? I'm the only one in the parking lot. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I think it was a blue car. Just went, who do I know that owns a blue car? Oh, no. What am I going to do? Oh, was that at work? Should I just say at work? Should I head this off at the pass at work and talk about how I was at the adult bookstore today? Should I just bring it up at the meeting and just kind of take it off the table? Neutralize it 8 Mile style? Like 8 Mile when he just did a... He rapped about himself? He put himself down?
Mom Spaghetti?
Mom Spaghetti.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
In 8 Mile when Eminem talks about Mom Spaghetti.
I don't know if that was the thing he did. Remember, he was just like, I'm a jerk. I got... My house stinks.
Oh, I don't remember that.
My mother is trash.
I remember the very... erotic love scene where Brittany Murphy licks her hand and puts it out of frame. And then I remember him singing about Mom Spaghetti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I blocked parts of that movie out now though. And thanks everybody for putting these Jay Leno, clips up. And I noticed half of them are coming from Jason up. Great to see you're not working out there. Great to see that's what's going on. Remember, if you're leaning, you could be cleaning out there. Tighten those, that peanut butter pretzel thing's probably loose as can be, but don't worry, you're combing the internet finding Jay Leno gifts. I appreciate it. Best show, hi.
Hi, Tom, how are you?
Good, to whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Juan from Mexico City.
In Mexico City, how are you tonight?
Very well, how are you?
Good.
Oh, that's good. I just got the opportunity to go to the Cheesecake Factory here in Mexico City.
Well, I'm going to just say one thing. I think we can click down the word opportunity on that.
Well, I was happy to go.
You went to it. Look, Cheesecake Factory is fine, but it's not as much of an opportunity as it is a place to go eat.
It's a choice.
It was packed, Tom.
Oh, no, it's always packed. You'd think they were giving away. You know why it's packed at Cheesecake Factory generally? It's because the menu is 180 pages long, and it takes people an hour to decide what they want to read through the full menu.
You know what I had?
What did you? Probably something with chicken if it's Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, it's a chicken factory.
Yeah. Why isn't that called? It should be called the Chicken and Cheesecake Factory.
There was a lot of chicken.
What did you get?
I got a cheesecake.
You got a cheesecake?
An entire cheesecake?
Yeah. No, just a slice.
Just a slice.
But I couldn't finish it. It was just too much.
Let me guess what flavor. There's only 180 different kinds of cheesecake there. You got an Oreo cheesecake.
You got it, Tom.
Are you serious? Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it. I got the Dream Oreo cheesecake.
All right.
I tell you. I got it. I was like when they come to the table and they are forced to, the servers are forced to go like, hey, can I interest you some cheesecake tonight? Tonight we have a raspberry cheesecake. It's like, well, you probably could have interested me in cheesecake until your menu started listing the calorie count on everything. Yeah. And I realized I ate 4 days worth of calories with that salad I got.
Yeah. Well, they also like always say, like, can I tempt you? Is there still room? Or like,
oh, you really hated that, huh?
Oh, that's the worst. So they comment on how much you.
Yeah. No, I'm an animal. I ate everything. What if I was like, no, I'm like, a gross animal.
Hey, remember when your dad commented on your?
Yeah. That your eating's out of control. Hey, I'm gonna send some ripples back to you as a child now. You really wiped that plate of food out, you filthy maniac. Well, you're out of control. You have no portion control. You have problems. Look at that empty plate. Hey, you're right. What was I thinking? The crime I just committed. By all means, humiliate me because I ate the food you brought out.
It is a factory.
Boy, you really hated that, huh? You want me to wrap that?
That's so mean.
I'll wrap the plate? No, you can smash it over your own head. No, you don't have to wrap the empty plate. Just crack it over your own head, you...
Slice your throat with chips. Slice your own throat open.
Boy, you really hated that, huh?
I'm going to go be a waiter, like a server for a day, and just say the worst things until somebody finally, like, the manager has to just be like, people are complaining. I've had 4 complaints about your pattern with stuff. No, I don't need to. I was like, Cheesecake Factory is always just like, they don't write anything down. It's like,
yeah.
But they don't get it wrong either. So how are, is it right. Just like, what are they doing? Is it like some sort of Johnny Mnemonic?
It's a magician trick.
Or are they just, it's like a weird memory?
No, they're all mind readers. They're all like people that do like.
So like mutants. It's like X-Men.
No. It's more like people that, like Ricky J. Like they know the
Minority
con.
Report.
No. It's more
it's
like.
Where are you, by the way? It sounds like you're.
Are you still at the Cheesecake Factory?
I'm at the supermarket.
That sounds like a fun supermarket.
Yeah, I'm in the electronics section charging my phone. I had to run out of the Cheesecake Factory.
Ooh, it's
inside a mall.
Because you have an upset stomach from knocking all that.
My mouth is pretty dry.
Did the waiter chase you into the parking lot with a meat cleaver?
Yeah. What was your name again?
No.
I'm so sorry. What was your name again?
It's Juan.
Juan?
Juan Carlos.
Okay, Juan, and you would, so it's like, hey Juan, you really hated that, huh?
Guess who? I know someone who wants more bread.
Yeah. You just bring the, bring the brown bread out. The fake healthy bread they bring out.
Yeah, that they dye with like chocolate powder.
That's strangely sweet. Like it's got a slight, Bring that healthy-looking honey bread out.
Even one with molasses?
Yeah, or the completely blanched
one. Do you have
one.
Any jam or molasses?
Yeah. Hey, I was wondering.
That'd be a funny thing to ask a waiter. I'm sorry, do you have any, like, butter or jam or molasses?
I'm concerned about that I'm not going to eat enough calories here at Cheesecake Factory. I'm concerned I'm not going to break the 6,000-calorie mark today. For this one meal, can you bring out some jam or molasses for this bread? Because I do want to butter it.
I have a question about the cheesecake menu. Can I make my own cheesecake?
Yes. Can you smash 2? I know you have a raspberry cheesecake as a special. I don't know what this sounds like. Are you sure you're not at a nightclub? That's a grocery
announcement.
Store.
It's an
That's
announcement.
A supermarket. It's a supermarket. It's pretty. They make it pretty loud here.
So what was your was your entree? What did you order as an entree, Juan?
I just had the cheesecake. I knew I wouldn't take any more of it. I wanted like a very American experience, you know, like a cheese soup in a bread bowl, but
yeah.
They didn't have it.
They didn't have the bread bowl.
That's why I bring my own.
The New England clam chowder and bread bowl.
I make them make me one. I said, you have bread, don't you?
In case you,
like, you got bread. You got spoons, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, make me a bread bowl then.
Bring me bread. Go get me a scooper.
You need a scoop?
I need an ice cream scooper. I need a knife and an ice cream scooper.
You call them scoops.
I'm going to scoop the bread out of this.
Scooper.
Send this back to the kitchen. Pour some soup in it. And bring it back. I brought my own bread.
I do think it would be funny if you were like, can I have the plain cheesecake? But do you have any jam or molasses?
Yes. Is there any chance you could pour a jar of molasses in? Can you pour a full jar of molasses in? And then pour the New England clam chowder in. First of all, this is what you need to do. Bring me a scooper. Bring me a steak knife and an ice cream scooper. I'm going to take this loaf of bread, hollow it out.
Do something that's going to really blow your mind with it.
I'm going to hollow this thing out at the table. I'm going to do like it's a jack-o'-lantern. Like, I even cut a little face on it, and the soup will pour out of its triangle eyes. And I'll just eat the soup out of the triangle eyes.
I'll eat it with the scooper.
Hey,
Don't bring me a spoon, actually.
Bring me a knife. I actually want the soup in the pumpkin. I brought a pumpkin in.
Do you have any molasses or a whole pumpkin?
Yeah, I brought a pumpkin in. I'm going to empty this pumpkin. I'll clean the pumpkin guts out. Then carve a jack-o'-lantern and fill it with soup. And Bring it to the table. But hold your hand against the open. Hold your hand against the eyes of your mouth. I want the soup coming at the table. That's how I'm going to eat it.
I need
through
you
the eyes of the mouth.
If you move your hand, the soup will get on the table.
It's going to get very hot.
You know what? We're going to need the bus.
Yeah.
We're going to need more staff to cover the nose and the mouth because I need both of your hands on either of its eyes.
Yeah. And put the cap back on it, too.
Yeah, put its hat back on.
Yeah, put his hat. Put a little horn hat. Put his little horn hat back on his head.
How would you like it if someone took your hat off?
Then drop some chicken in there. Cheesecake Factory, right? You got chicken. Throw some chicken in there. Throw some chicken in the soup. Throw some chicken into the jack-o'-lantern. Throw chicken into the jack-o'-lantern. And I'll eat the chicken out of the jack-o'-lantern.
This is your own fault for not having a bread bowl.
Yeah. If you would have just had a bread bowl, I wouldn't have had to bring my own jack-o'-lantern
to make this jack-o'-lantern.
I had to bring a jack-o'-lantern in. You guys should have a bread bowl. I wouldn't have to go through this every time.
I bought a jack-o'-lantern, I guess like a materials for a jack-o'-lantern.
Yes.
Which is just a pumpkin.
Yeah, it's
any pumpkin can be a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, any pumpkin. Yeah. And just like, and they see you coming in holding a pumpkin. And it's just like, oh no. It's that woman from the TV show. She's bringing a pumpkin in. She's bringing another pumpkin into cheese. Like,
they'd be like, and by the way, don't ask me if I have room dessert. Yeah, I do. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I'm gonna make my own cheesecake.
I'm gonna make my own cheesecake, and it's gonna be in the pumpkin. It's gonna be in the jack-o'-lantern. You guys better get ready to drop that
cheesecake.
I'm gonna
give it back to you after every course. I'm gonna give this pumpkin back to you.
You rinse out the pumpkin.
Rinse it out and bring me another course.
I'm going to need you to rinse out this pumpkin, this jack-o'-lantern. And they see you coming in. It's just like, I've gotten her two times last time. I'm not waiting on. I'll quit before I have to wait on. That's the woman from the TV, from that Hulu show. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to quit. Fine, I'll serve her. It's just like, you know she's got a pumpkin in that bag. She walks in with a huge bag.
There's no way I have a bag. There's no way there's a bag. You have to hold that thing like a baby.
Under your arm like a headless horse.
Put it in a stroller.
Will you walk it with a stroller?
Yeah, like a baby.
I'm gonna need a high chair.
Child seat.
I'm gonna need a high chair for this. And you just drop.
I'm gonna need a high chair for it until it's a jack o' lantern, and then I'm gonna need a pedestal.
Then
or a tray.
All right, Juan.
Yeah, Tom, can I do something else?
Sure.
Say something else, I'm sorry.
What do you want to do?
I want to do impersonation of Andy Kindler in Spanish.
Oh, my God. This is my Christmas present.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No recibí el memo.
Oh my God. Oh, Juan, thank you so much.
I love you, Tom. I love you, Julie.
Thank
you. Bye, Juan.
Bye.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Is he listening?
Yeah, he was listening.
El Memo. Oh my God.
Bo-do-do.
Oh my God.
Boop, 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 boop.
Hi, Gary.
Woo! Julie! Me Julie.
Me Julie.
What is America?
Oh, my God. Did you like that show, Gary?
Yeah, I did.
Did you get tricked on any of those episodes?
No, it sucked. There's one way to spot the guy.
How?
His head is twice as big as anybody else's. Because it's all makeup. Remember when he did that one guy that made fun of those people? Then he did the other character that made fun of those people. Then he did that other one. Hey, Mike! Get in here!
Oh, yes. Oh my God, Mike, he's holding your calendar.
Oh no.
Hey everybody. Welcome to Calendar Talk with Gary the Squirrel. Today we're reviewing a calendar by AP Mike.
Okay.
This might be the first calendar that makes you sad for the upcoming year. Oh, boy, look at this thing. Oh, boy. Where would you even get a calendar like this? I would have no idea based on the giant URL at the bottom of it. The 45-point font.
Uh-huh.
APMike.bandcamp.com.
I had to fill that space. It seemed to work.
Yeah. Oh, boy. This thing, this makes me dread next year. This calendar should be in the garbage. Line a birdcage with it.
Okay. Right? All right. As long as you're talking about it, Gary, though.
Oh, that's all it is. Yeah, there's no such thing as bad press.
No.
Yeah?
No. Gets what people's interest. They want to see how bad it is.
Yeah, what about this? Hey, Gary, the squirrel's calendar toss. Yeah.
You know, that's a collector's item.
Look at it fly. I made that thing fly. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
On what?
You got some questions for us?
For you?
Yeah.
Not really, Gary.
Hey, Dudio. You got some quiz questions? Uh-oh. Bring them in.
Were you prepared for this?
Did of course
you know
not.
That?
No,
I don't know any of this stuff.
I ain't mean prepared for anything.
Move over,
this
Mike.
This dude drinks his Kirkland Light. Hey, Mike. What are you gonna do for 2019? I don't know.
Actually, probably start work on the second
count. Oh, great. Hey, Doria.
Hey, Gary.
What do you got? Questions for me and Julie?
I've got 10 questions.
I'm trying to go ask them. Hey, it's me, Doria. Yeah. I've got 10 questions.
I've even trying to tone down the voice a little in your presence, Gary.
Hey, it's me, Doria.
It's not possible.
Hi, it's me, Dorio. You gotta go to the chicken wings. Have you been to the chicken wing place? Blah, 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 blah. Hey, funny thing. That was me doing the sounds of the chicken on the commercial. Oh, really? Yeah. I wasn't sure what the budget was on that thing. Then you hired a second person to do chicken sounds. We all kind of assumed it was you. Fun trivia fact. It was actually me doing the voice of the chicken on the commercial. Yeah. Oh, you didn't crack open the budget. Oh, let's work out the line on this. We got to get the announcer in. Then we gotta get a second person in to do a chicken. Unless we should arrange a session with an actual chicken. Then we gotta get an animal handler. Then we gotta mic a chicken. Hi, everybody. You like chicken wings? We got all the flavors. Lemon pepper. What flavors were there?
Jerk. Breaded.
Hey, don't look. I don't like Mike as much as the next guy. You don't call him names like that. Go ahead. What name?
There was lemon pepper.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said it.
Yeah. Look, buffalo.
Buffalo.
Garlic.
Garlic. And he acted like this. Like this was exotic food. Like you'd think it was like the ship coming over from the Far East. Bringing like spices. This guy's done it. Atlanta. Talking about lemon pepper chicken as if nobody's ever seen it before. We We got all the flavors. Nobody's got these flavors. Buffalo. Just pour some junk sauce all over these wings.
There was a special commercial when they introduced boneless.
Ooh. Now, what are these questions you worked up?
So you asked me for 10 questions. Did it happen in 2018?
Is this for...
The game is called...
Yes.
Did it happen in 2018?
Who are the contestants?
Me, you, and Mike.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I got to change my impression of you.
Okay.
You used to be like this. Hey, it's me, Mike. What's going on? Here's my new impression of you. Go on, go on. Like you think I'm talking to a Klingon! A Klingon! Get it? Star Trek?
Why did you have to change the impression?
Because he's the one. Sounds like he's got a... He sounds like a manure salesman with a mouthful of samples.
Okay. All right. Nice visual.
Right?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You think, see how much you can fit? Having those peanut butter bread. You can have a glass of water, too, you know. You're just going to load up on peanut butter pretzels all night. You're allowed to have some water. Wet your whistle.
FYI, Gary, I don't like the peanut butter pretzels.
Yeah, what do you like?
Fan. I like those new walnuts.
Oh. Yeah. Me, too. You know why?
Yeah.
I'm a squirrel.
Yeah.
Give me the...
Okay, who's first?
No, everybody will vote on their own.
Oh, they'll do it on their own. Okay. Question number one.
Yes.
A total solar eclipse.
Wait a minute. What happened to the question? Oh, sorry.
Did it happen in the year?
I'm sorry. I thought you were going to repeat the question.
No.
Question number one.
What didn't happen this year?
So, number one.
Did it happen? Just saying. It happened or it didn't happen.
Okay.
A total solar eclipse crosses the U.S. from coast to coast. The first since 1918. Did it happen in 2018?
That happened this year.
No.
It happened.
I think it happened the year before.
This year. It was August.
Julie's correct. August 2017.
Oh.
I think it was
what?
I lost track of time.
We did it.
What?
We did it. Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew.
You know what else you did? Took away one of my best friend's money. You didn't get paid for a year. Yeah. Choke on it. Go ahead. Next one.
Question number two.
The Julie won. Mike, not me, none.
Number two. Canada legalized the sale of marijuana. Did it happen in 2018?
Yes, Mon.
That's correct. Question number three. The European Union general data protection requirements went into effect.
Well, yeah,
did it happen in 2018?
You know what else happened in 2018? I fell asleep from studios. Lousy questions.
I'm going to say yes because...
Wait, say it again. I'm sorry, Mike.
He would have came up with that if he didn't research
No,
it.
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no because studios too much of a simpleton.
Can you repeat
He's
the question,
He's
going to
go back
please?
And forth.
The European Union General Data Protection Requirements, or GDPR, went into effect. Did it happen in 2018?
That means they cracked down on Facebook.
No.
Oh, then I'll say
no.
Yes.
It happened in 2018.
Oh,
what?
Boy.
What did you say, Mike?
I said yes.
I'm in last place. This
Number
next
four.
One worth 50 points, depending on who gets it right.
Number four. Walt Disney Company announces it will acquire 21st Century Fox for $66
billion. Last
did
year.
Did it happen in 2018?
Last year.
Yeah, I say not this year.
No.
You're all right. It happened in 2017. Question number five. IHOP rebrands to IHOB for a period of time to push its new burgers.
This year!
Yes.
Yes.
This year. Question number six. Elon Musk smokes weed on Joe Rogan's podcast. Did it happen in 2018?
Yes. Because they sent him pictures. Yeah. It was mean. Was it this year?
It was this year. And it was me. Elon Musk launches a car into space. Did it happen in 2018?
No.
Last year.
It was at the beginning of this year.
Oh.
Wonder Woman makes a $100 million debut. Did it happen in 2018?
No.
Last year.
Boom, last year. Question number 9. Stormy Daniels makes her debut on Saturday Night Live. Did it happen in 2018?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
The answer is yes. The last question. A raccoon
By
plays...
By the way, I think she's a pretty good cast member. I think she's pretty good. I like her
character. Featuring
I like her update characters, like the ninth grader with a cough or something.
What's that one dude on the show that's not funny?
Stop it.
What do you call... What's the name of that one cast member that's not funny?
You're setting me up for not success.
Right?
Too soon?
Hey, remember that one sketch they did that sucked? Featuring musical guest AP Mike and your host, Dodio.
How's everybody doing tonight? You know, I always wanted to come out here and sing a song because I'm a song and dance man. That's what I always wanted to do.
Like Kate McKinnon and Leslie Jones and like Cecily are all in like the same stupid red dress and have to like touch step behind you.
Yeah. We got a great show for him tonight. AP Mike is here. We'll be right back. here's a dumb fake commercial.
Final question.
Worth 50 points.
Worth 50 points.
What?
A raccoon climbs a skyscraper in Minnesota and goes viral. Did it happen in 2018?
Oh.
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Mike?
I say yes.
I say, I gotta be in it to win it. No!
Yes.
Oh.
I beat Gary.
I knew it was this year.
I beat Gary at least.
Yeah.
Did I win?
You did.
You know who else lost?
All of us.
No. Anybody who bought your dumb gown? This thing's a piece of garbage. What are you doing with the money?
I don't know. I'm getting by. I'm going to pay the artist at some point.
Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
This gown. The hold-up job. Right? Look, you can admit it. It sucks. Just admit it.
No, I ran it by one of my toughest critics the other night. One of a former customer of mine at Master's Tavern.
Yeah.
And he laughed. So, I mean.
He threw up on it.
If I could get that guy to laugh, I felt like, all right, you know.
Did he buy a counter?
No, he didn't buy it.
I'm going to buy. How many you got left?
I'm almost done. Really,
I'm
going to
buy all of
I don't know how many. But
more than 40?
About 40, I would say.
40 counts. This guy ordered a truckload of counts. He's got 40 left.
I was glad I made it to Christmas. I got the Christmas orders out this week.
What a great morning. Kids run down. Stairs. Ooh, what's this?
Shake the box.
It's shaped like a bike. It's shaped like a bike. You open it. It's 15 counters. It's 15 AP Mike counters in the shape of a bike. Made to look like a bike. Why'd you get me 15 counters, Dad? Well, I owed Mike money. I took the over-under on that Saints game. I lost my shirt. I had to buy. I got paid in calendars.
Yeah, who knew the Cowboys were going to win that game?
Who knew?
The Bad Lieutenant did not. Do you like Bad Lieutenant, Mike?
It's funny you mentioned it. When I saw it, you know, I looked through these on-demand lists. And every once in a while, they throw in, like, Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah.
So, of course, I watched it.
But the rated R version, I bet.
You know what? That I didn't even pick up on that. I mean, I hadn't seen it since it came out.
Right.
And so I was.
Did you see the Werner Herzog one?
Yes, yes, yeah. I saw that in the theater. That was a good one.
Was it?
Yeah, you should see it.
Herzog and Cage.
There's some good moments in it.
Worst Lieutenant? Was it called Worst Lieutenant?
No, it was just called Bad Lieutenant New Orleans, right? Or something? Yeah. Port of New Orleans.
Port of Call.
Port of Call, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tried to watch that Welcome to Marwin.
Mm-hmm.
On demand.
How'd that go?
And I selected it, and you know what it said?
What?
Really? Are you sure? You pressed the wrong button. Well, that movie looks like a winner. Steve Carell running around with a G.I. Joe doll.
You mean Leslie Mann?
Twofer. Twofer, Welcome to Marwin. Welcome to Refunds.
That went straight to On Demand?
Yeah, it's not in demand. They rent the theaters out. You can take a nap. They just call it Nap Zone.
Welcome to welcome to Sleepy Time.
Welcome to Sleep Time. Can you imagine watching that piece of garbage? Yeah. And
it's
the winner is...
story.
Yeah. A real life true story. This poor guy went through enough. Now he's going to watch his movie. He's going to watch his movie. Ruin his... Make it worse.
He's got that and Beautiful Boy. He's hedging his bets on Oscar season this year.
He's going to... It really works against him. He's going to split the vote. When he's nominated for 2 Best Actors. For Welcome to Marwin.
I heard he's nominated for Most Beautiful Boy.
And the winner is Steve Carell for Welcome to Marwin and Beautiful Boy.
Get up here,
you
Steve.
You get 2 Oscars. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie this year?
This year? Wow. I haven't seen too many movies.
Did you see Buster Scruggs?
Did
you
see that? I did see that, yeah.
Did you like it?
It was enjoyable. Yeah.
That doesn't sound like you liked it. It was enjoyable. I don't believe you.
Two of the stories had similar sort of off-screen characters, shoot characters.
Okay. I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, Mr. Gold. I'm going to get you, Mr.
Pocket.
Gold.
Mr. Pocket.
Mr. Pocket, you're
I'll
out
see
there.
You, Mr. Pocket.
I see you. I'm waiting a while. I'm going to get you.
He only shot guts. He didn't shoot nothing important.
Dig it for gold.
Oh, yeah. I've got to watch it again.
I'm working on a movie. Ballad of A.P. Mike.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be you and Bayonne.
Who's in it?
You.
Oh, me? Okay.
Studio. Hi, everybody. It's me, Studio. Now he's got to laugh like he doesn't want to strangle me. That's my favorite part. What dude's got to go, ho, 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 ho. I got a sense of humor about it. Meanwhile, he's going, Rizzle, Frizzle, Rizzle. Want to kill that squirrel.
You just reminded me of a little, I had a flashback. We used to play the game Quarters. You know how that game went, Gary, where you sort of have to bounce a quarter into a glass and then you can make somebody else drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, and one time one of my friends was he was focusing on just one of my friends. So every time he did it, he made the same friend drink over and over again.
He was trying to kill him.
Yeah, so he kind of, it's sort of like you doing the Dudio impression. You're going to push it too far one day and get up like my friend did at this quarters game and just start strangling the other guy.
Started choking.
Just started choking. We had to intervene.
Great story. Yeah. Maybe Dudio can go back to another question about the English.
European.
Yeah.
Not enough.
GDPR.
Not
what
enough
is
Elon
that?
Musk questions.
Yeah,
yeah.
No.
It's like 7 out of 10 of those were about Elon Musk.
What was the one about the underground tunnel?
You're the biggest Elon Musk fan.
Elon Musk.
Yeah.
That dude seems a big ear. Seems dumb. Seems like a dumb, smart guy. Right?
I feel like his name is like a, what's that, an anagram for something that we're all like missing. Like, you rearrange it and it's like dumb guy or something.
Who's the Virgin music guy? He's sort of like...
Richard Branson?
Yeah, he took over Richard Branson's...
Rich Dummy?
Rich
sort of guy just doing his thing.
Yeah.
He seems like the kind of guy being a movie that seems like he's like a good guy, but then you find out he was the bad guy the whole time. Right? You go back in, he's like, well, that was my plan the whole time. To wipe out the human race. There are too many humans on the planet. But he seemed like a good guy. But he's not. Oh, boy. I'm heading into AP Mike territory.
You
become the thing.
You went out on a
that
limb.
That sucks.
You went out on a limb there.
Yeah, I go out on a limb all the time.
So to speak. Get it.
Yeah, good one.
Get it? Yeah, get it?
What do you get when you cross AP Mike with Dudia?
What?
A boring dummy.
It's so mean. Oh, my God.
This is his device he's come up with.
Maybe I am stewing over here.
Never seen Tom happier, meanwhile. This is like the man behind the squirrel is like having a heart attack. He's so happy.
It's not even a secret.
Open contempt.
Oh, it's a character. It's the character saying this. It's not me. Yeah, no, it's... I've accepted it a long time ago. it must be therapeutic for him. I just see it that way.
This is his welcome to Marwin.
You think the squirrel is his action figure? He gets some sort of psychological benefit from it.
What do you get?
It's like, why should I stop him from doing this?
Mike!
Yes.
What do you get when you cross AP Mike with one of his calendars?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I don't want it.
All right, Gary.
On a serious note, I want to tell everybody, it's been a hard year. This is my way out of this. It's been a hard year. Everybody stay strong. 2019 is going to be a good year. And you can check every day off with the AP Mike calendar. apmike.bandcamp.com. He's only got 40 of these left. You're right.
I get it.
This is technique. Oh, I'm about to run out. You better hurry up and order it. Running low. Meanwhile, he's sitting on these... He's got furniture made out of these boxes of calendars. He's eating the calendars. He's putting salt on a calendar. Taking a bite. Which month should I eat for dinner tonight? Perhaps I'll have April. Maybe I'll put a little bit of Tabasco sauce on April. Oh, boy. Wore out my welcome. That boring dummy joke really filled the room.
It drew a line in the sand.
No, you guys are great. You know I love you. Mike.
Yeah.
You know I love you.
I do.
Because I'm scared of you.
In your weird
I'm scared weird of you. I'm scared of you, Mike.
Nothing to be afraid of, Gary.
Dude, you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. You're a constant professional and a total inspiration.
Thank you, Gary.
And I only make fun of big people. Never make fun of the little guy. Never make fun of the little guy. And each and every one of you here tonight are big, big people. Thank you very much. God bless America.
Is the government still running, Gary? You know?
I don't know.
They're going to shut it down soon.
I'm not from this country.
Oh, okay.
Where are you from?
Guam.
Guam. Okay.
I was born in Guam.
It's a territory, though. Technically, you're a citizen, I believe.
Yeah. I was born in Guam. I'm not from Guam. From New Jersey. Highland Park, baby. Jerusalem pizza. A shout out! Throw me a free slice! Happy 2018! I'm out of here! Boop!
Final call. Best show. Hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
This is Jeremy Devine in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Jeremy, what's going on?
Not too much. I'm just painting a picture for a Christmas present.
Oh, that's nice. Whose present? Yeah,
I thought, just, you know, someone I care for a lot.
Okay. If this chair squeaks anymore, please bring oil. Bring some Earl in here, please.
I didn't realize how loud it was until I...
Do you hear it?
I hear it, yeah.
It's bad. What can I do for you, buddy? What can I do for you?
I wanted to talk to you about record stores and people you may or may not have met in them. I understand you worked at a music store way back when.
Yeah, not a record store.
Right.
Yeah. Why? What can I? Why? What? Were you there?
Am I where?
Did you go there? Did I serve you?
Oh, no. I was just, I've met a lot of interesting people lately at the record store that I work at.
Yeah, this place was not interesting at all that I worked at. It was a sheet music store.
A sheet music store, yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, I also, I don't know, did you buy used sheet music, like, from people?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. You have a great night.
You too.
Oh boy.
That was the last call. You
that's
sure?
That's the last call of the year.
You sure?
Yeah.
You want to take one more?
Let's get one more. I can't end the year on that call. Sorry. 201-332-3484. One more call. And everybody, really, AP Mike's calendars are selling like hotcakes. People, yeah. Is that it? Is that really how we end?
Come on.
So be it. You know what I'm excited about for 2019, Julie?
What's that?
January
17th.
San Francisco.
San Sketch Francisco.
Fest. The sketch. That's another good one. That's in Clifford when he goes, San Francisco.
Open your golden gates, boy, I can hardly wait.
And he's like, he's supposed to be a 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, sure.
And he slides into a Katharine Hepburn impression. Open your golden
gates. It's Judy Garland.
No, but I thought, oh, yeah.
Oh, his, but Marty has his Katharine Hepburn in his back pocket.
He's doing, it seems like, because he does his Katharine Hepburn. You're right, but that is, singing-wise, that's Judy Garland, not. I always picture him doing that. Was he Katharine Hepburn's sister? Remember he would do that? What was that?
I know he would do Katharine Hepburn. What, he would do his sister, her sister?
There was like the relatives of somebody. I don't remember. I don't know anymore. I just know one thing. January 17th, is that's where you got to be, is the, oh, I see this call coming in. I think I know this one.
Uh-oh. Is it an uh-oh?
Don't screen it, Mike. Best show, hi.
Hey, it's Perry from Philadelphia.
Perry from the band Hound.
Yeah, I'm in that band.
Yeah, I know, Perry.
It's me. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just was trying to call to tell you a quick story of a thing I experienced tonight.
All right, let's hear it.
So I was flying home from... a quick trip I had to make, and on the plane, the guy in the, I was in the aisle seat on the left side, the guy on the right side across the aisle, one seat in front of me, which is the only view I have every time I look up, that's what I see most comfortably with, you know, whatever. And the guy had his tablet, he was watching a movie.
What movie were you watching?
I couldn't identify the movie except for it was clearly about 9/11.
On a plane.
So we're in the air. I look up and I'm just watching a plane crash into the towers.
That's terrifying.
No, that's bad.
That's bad. That's real bad.
And it was, he watched the entire flight worth, like maybe an hour or so. every time I looked up, it was just 9/11 stuff. The whole time.
That's bad.
It was like, could you pick a worse movie to watch on a plane?
That's bad. Bad. I would have... I don't know what I would have done if that was happening.
It was so disturbing. It was like, you could have watched any movie in the world. You figured, I'm on a plane. I should watch a plane movie.
I don't like it. And I don't want it.
I didn't want to be on a plane. Nobody wants
to. No, I would have walked out.
Why in the first place?
You can't walk out.
I would have walked out.
The movie was so bad on the plane, I walked out.
Yeah.
But glad I wasn't in the emergency exit, whatever. I would have pulled it open,
yeah,
you know?
Popped that door. I would have popped it.
Yeah.
Remember I fly that row, and they're just like, so you're ready to help people? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm ready to help. And they're just
what
like,
am I going to do, just watch?
But then they're like, yeah. And they're like, so let's get the, so you know when the thing opens, you can open the, last time I flew, the guy, the flight attendant was like,
you
pop the thing and it's a thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. I'm just assuming the other person next to me is paying attention. Like,
we'll cross that bridge.
Yeah, I'll follow their lead. If it's trouble, I'm just going to follow their lead. If this chair squeaks one more time. This is what I'm going to say. We need to oil this for 2019. It's the only thing I ask, guys. Oil the chair. Put some oil on the chair. All right, Perry.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Final call, 2018. Here we go. Best show, hi.
Hi, this is Nick from Madison.
Nick from Madison.
That's right.
Now this guy's got an announcer voice.
Yeah, I've had a lot of practice.
Do you do announcing? Do you do radio commercials?
No, I did a phone job for quite a few years. I did surveys over the phone. It was riveting.
And you would talk. You would just be like, "Hey, what's going on? I want to know how you feel about your solar panels."
That's basically it. You have to sell them. You have to, you know, kind of sell yourself and ingratiate yourself to the person on the other end of the phone in order to get them to respond to you. So,
sure.
It helps.
Wow, with those pipes, I'm sure you got a lot of attention. So what can I do for you tonight?
I just wanted to wish you a happy new year and say that it's been a pleasure. Hanging out with you for the most part, every Tuesday for the past year and past years.
Thank you. That's the nicest way to end the year. I appreciate
I appreciate it as well.
All right. Thank you, my friend, and I will talk to you next year.
Indeed. Goodbye.
Bye. There you go.
That was nice.
Yes. San Francisco Sketch Fest, January 17th. Everybody should go to this thing. It's a Julie Klausner. What's it billed as?
I don't know.
An
evening with Julie Klausner and Tom Sharpling.
There you go. And go to that, and it will be Julie. We will be talking about Julie. And, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I look forward to it. And I can't wait to see what my friend Julie has up her sleeve for 2019.
Mm.
The
feeling is mutual.
Well, it's going to be a good year, and the best thing is that my friend Julie came on. That's how we closed out the year. Thank you.
The best. You're the best show.
Thank you, and let's play something on the way out. We will be back. There will be no show on next Tuesday because that's Christmas Day, but I think there might be a show the night of January 1st. We will see. Going to figure that out. I will let everybody know either through the mailings or on Twitter, and you will find out, and we will figure it all out. And I'm going to play something by a band that whose music helped me get through being in Toronto for 2.5 months. Going to play a long song by the band No, I'm going to play a song. I'm going to play. I'm going to play something by this band I listened to so much. This one album by Car Seat Headrest, Teens of Denial. This album got me through being up there. That and Roxy Music and a couple other things I listened to over and over. So here is, from the album Teens of Denial, came out a couple of years ago, a song called The Ballad of the Costa Concordia. And it's a long song, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it all. We will talk soon. Bye.